Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We know the Cuban government's account of what happened. Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. is conducting its own investigation. Havana says a boat from Florida opened fire on its forces, triggering a gunfight, left four people dead.
The Cuban government says 10 people on a speedboat in waters off its northern coast were armed Cubans who'd been living in the U.S. It alleges the group have a known history of criminal and violent activity and were trying to infiltrate the island when they opened fire. Cuba's Interior Ministry says its forces responded, killing four of them. Six others were wounded and detained. At a Caribbean summit, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it was not a U.S. government operation, and both Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard are investigating, trying to determine if those involved are American citizens or permanent residents. I'm Ben Thomas.
A third round of indirect nuclear talks between Iran and the United States underway this morning in Geneva. Bill and Hillary Clinton are set to testify starting today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Hillary Clinton will testify first before the House Oversight Committee, followed by Bill Clinton on Friday. It will mark the first time that lawmakers have compelled a former president to testify. The Clintons agreed after facing the threat of a contempt charge. There's no evidence of wrongdoing on the part of either Clinton when it comes to Epstein, a convicted sex offender, but Epstein had ties to the former president for years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Sizing up the U.S. economy, the International Monetary Fund says it's poised for accelerated growth and lower unemployment this year. At the same time, though, the IMF expresses concern about massive federal debt. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 52 points, NASDAQ futures off 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris, and as you know, Israel is a hot discussion point right now. I just talked about it on a panel at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. There's so many opinions and emotions surrounding the subject, and the Bible tells us, of course, I will bless those who bless you. That's not just a comforting promise, it's a clear calling from God. And today, with anti-Semitism rising around the world, the calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever, Christians have a real opportunity, a powerful opportunity, to respond with God's love, to say, you're not alone. When Christians choose to bless Israel, you're not entering into a political issue. You're honoring the roots of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than just a belief. It's a biblical mandate. Partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and be a light to God's people. Go to ifcj.org to learn more. That's ifcj.org. Live the word, answer the call.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A few brake lights already southbound 895 going into the old Harbor Tunnels. Just watching some heavy traffic right before the tube. But everybody's okay. Still moving south of O'Donnell Street without much of a problem. Under 5 minutes right now. And right next door we can see the Fort McHenry Tunnel traffic on 95. All is well there from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. Beltway looks good. Nothing major there. One wreck in the city. If you're up on the northwest side, happened about 20 minutes ago at Northern Parkway at Wabash Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today. Our chance for showers should stay primarily to our south, so just a few showers possible here. Otherwise, temperatures in the cooler mid-40s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
34 degrees in White Marsh, 33 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCVM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinnie Stio. City police are investigating a double shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4900 block of Reisterstown Road shortly before 7, where they found two victims suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. Both victims were taken to a hospital where one of them died. The other victim is in critical condition. Homicide detectives have not released information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved shooting in the city. It happened shortly after 6 p.m. Tuesday in the 3600 block of Bel Air Road. According to police, officers entered a liquor store and saw a man who they believed was armed, and the suspect fled as they approached. The shooting happened during a foot chase when the suspect refused to drop his gun. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 130. The pick 4, 6406. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnySteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Really only one word right now to describe Orioles left-hander Trevor Rogers in the early going, and that word is impressive.
Another ball beaten into the ground. Charging in, Alexander. Turns away Palacios. Trevor Rogers doing it again. Mid-season form for the O's lefty.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Three more innings of shutout ball yesterday for Rogers. One hit, three strikeouts as the Birds nipped the Rays 4-3 was the final. Rogers on the spring now. Five innings pitched total. Two hits and six strikeouts. NFL scouting combine workouts begin today in Indianapolis. Ravens brass, of course, is there. First time for Jesse Minter as head coach. He was asked how he sees his role in the draft process.
You know, I know Eric's the best in the business at his position and building a team and running the draft, which he's done there for years. I think I'm able to help support, help evaluate players. Our coaching staff really dive in position-wise to evaluate players.
It all begins today in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, the Caps were back in action last night, taking it to the Flyers.
Protas closes, back for Chisholm to the front.
OB had the call on monumental rare goal for Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Comes with 6 minutes to play. Breaks a 1-1 tie, and the Caps go on for a 3-1 win in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, the inane hockey controversy that just won't go away. That is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, February 26, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in the show this hour, illegal alien deported for raping his roommate in a case that was similar to Kayla Hamilton, although this victim did survive. Maryland Freedom Caucus held a press conference yesterday introducing a bill to lower our energy bills. We'll tell you what they had to say. But our top story here today, the war on ICE and Maryland sheriffs cooperating with ICE continues to be waged by Maryland Democrats in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. The latest bill introduced in the Maryland General Insane Asylum is from Howard County Democrat Marxist Senator Clarence Lamb. He represents Anne Arundel and Howard counties. It seeks to terminate. Remember, they already passed a bill banning cooperation with ICE, the formal agreement signed by Governor Moore, but there were some loopholes in that. And the loopholes were local law enforcement could still, with a handshake or verbal agreement, cooperate with ICE. Now they're trying to eliminate that component as well. Here's Senator Lamb.
This is intended to close any further loopholes that may exist to allow local governments to still cooperate with ICE.
And that, you might imagine, not being received well by Maryland sheriffs who gathered yesterday in Annapolis.
We're all damn mad over this, believe me. We're angry. I'm angry.
We'll eliminate everything and contradict everything the governor just told us we could still do.
Sheriff Jenkins and Sheriff Lewis from Frederick and Wicomico counties, respectively. Mackenzie Frost caught up with Senator Lamb to ask him more about the bill.
When the governor signed it, he was clear, though, that he thought that it was still important in some capacity to work with federal agencies. Why do you believe that your bill should move forward if the governor indicated otherwise?
So I think it's important to note the distinction here that the bill still allows local jurisdictions to work with ICE if there are instances where there are violent crimes being committed, that those individuals would still be charged and would be detained and apprehended.
That's a bunch of propaganda gaslighting by Senator Lamb. The new law does not prevent localities from continuing to notify ICE about the impeding release of someone within constitutional limits. But, you know, again, it's something that you got to get into the weeds here. The message is they're going to make life very difficult for any local law enforcement agency that wants to cooperate with ICE. That's the message that's being sent here, and the sheriffs are not happy.
Are you hopeful that this will not have success given what the governor has already said?
No, I think the governor has accomplished his task, and that was to stand up on a platform and say, we're abolishing 287G, but you're still going to be allowed to do this. You're still going to be allowed to do that. And I think lawmakers saw that and said, oh no, we're going to strip them of their ability to do that as well. And that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's how far left, the radical left, this General Insane Asylum truly is. And the bill sponsor, Clarence Lamb, Mackenzie Frost, went to him, and he's saying Marylanders don't want the bill, yet there's a poll out saying 54% of Marylanders do actually want cooperation with ICE.
The bill sponsor told me that he believes the majority of Marylanders do not want this cooperation in any capacity.
The bill sponsor is not being truthful, and I'll call him out on that.
Yeah, it's Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. So more on what the sheriffs plan to do, that's coming up in just a second here as the war on ICE and law enforcement continues by the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien lobby in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. At 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, you can kiss the tunnels goodbye now because we have an incident. Looks like a wreck. Southbound left tube, Fort McHenry Tunnel. The southbound left tube blocked as of about 4 minutes ago. They're sitting in the tunnel. Only the right tube is open already. We'll get a quick delay on 95 southbound going back to O'Donnell Street. I'm changing the camera there. Yep, just now backing up. Tail end of that is back to O'Donnell Street. So the word back in Rosedale is going to get out. And now we're going to start to see a lot of traffic heading towards 895 and eventually going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So, yeah, it looks like definitely there is a wreck going into the left tunnel. And we'll start to see a delay. I'm just looking at 895 right now. Yeah, already that heavy traffic is coming south from Pulaski Highway, Beardman Avenue ramp. Both of those lanes are clear. That's a viable option right now. If you're on 95 south of O'Donnell Street, when you get to the top of the hill, position yourself for traffic only in the right tunnel, southbound on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Mostly cloudy today. Chance for a few stray showers. Mid-40s overnight. Low 30s tomorrow. Sunshine. Upper 40s. Temperatures on Saturday in the upper 50s. Good spring. Be just around the corner.
Please.
Stay tuned. Just when you thought it was safe to go back outside.
Oh.
37 in cloudy in Columbia, 35 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has admitted to two affairs with Russian women and has officially apologized for his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The dominoes have begun to fall, folks.
They were tied together?
Yeah. One of the Russian women said, apparently we know why you called his company Microsoft.
That was his nickname.
That's right. Sex toy manufacturer Tenga has been hacked and their customer information has been compromised. Don't worry, Chuck, you're safe. You think of all
Tenga.
Of all the companies, a sex toy maker would know how to use protection, but apparently not. The New York Times, this is a strange story. New York Times has profiled the Florida Naturist Park. It's an aging nudist colony just north of Tampa.
Ew.
That is now for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we've gone through the roster, and there's a gentleman registered by the name of Two Moons Johnson. No idea his real identity, but we think we may have somewhat of an idea.
I'm going to tell you the true story now.
Okay.
There are several nudist colonies in Land O'Lakes. Caliente, Lake Como. The other one, I think, is Lake Kingsley. I'm not sure. But, yeah, they're all in there naked. And one afternoon when I was working for the other company, we had our traffic helicopter up there for a wreck. And
oh, no.
The camera guy says, look at this. There are four guys playing tennis.
Ah!
Nothing on but their tennis shoes.
It seems like you know a lot about these nudist colonies.
Well, I know where they are.
Well, I bet you do.
They're very nice. They have nice.
Yeah, but you
entrances.
Can't see them from the road.
You can't see them, but you see the entrance. I know people that go there.
Well, does it say Lake Land of Lakes
Lake
Nudist
Como?
Colony
yeah.
or Lake Como yep. Nudist Colony? Yeah. Is
Land
there a sign?
Of Lakes?
Specialized living at Caliente.
Specialized living.
Yes. I think the nudist colony started to die out once we started having an obesity problem here in the good old U.S. of A.
Ooh, well, yeah.
Not as much as you think.
That's right. World's oldest competitive pool player, Maggie Kennedy, is still competing right at the age of 98.
God bless her.
Normally you get a 98-year-old in pool, sorry about water aerobics, but not this one. She's she's a pool shark.
Wow.
And a giant sinkhole. Did you see this video? Giant sinkhole swallowed up two cars in an intersection in Omaha, Nebraska.
That was terrifying to me. All of a sudden, shoo.
Yeah. But thank God nobody was hurt.
Right.
The sinkhole's the only part of Nebraska that's currently not flat. So the rest of the state is very, very flat.
They were lucky they didn't go down a lot more deeply than that.
Yeah, they kind of
basically stopped right there at the tire.
One was a little bit deeper than the other, yeah. But yeah, both drivers were able to get out and successfully not be hurt. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominees for the 2026 class yesterday. Here are just some of them.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around.
So you heard Phil Collins, of course, Black Crowes, Billy Idol, INXS, Iron Maiden, and Oasis. Any problems with any of those getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Not at all. Not on my part.
Not really.
Yeah. Some of the other ones that are being nominated, Jeff Buckley, Mariah Carey, Melissa Etheridge, Lauryn Hill, Joy Division, New Order, New Edition, Pink, Shakira, Luther Vandross, Wu-Tang Clan, and Sade. So, yeah. I don't think of her as rock and roll, but...
Yeah, that's kind of R&B.
Remember Smooth
Luther.
Operator? Yeah, it's like a jazzy R&B stuff.
Very
but, you know,
much so.
It's all music. It's all good.
Great,
all
popular. Al Sanders, by the way, was talking to Bob Turk on set one night, and he said, Bob, he said, the rock group Inks.
Yeah, Inks.
And Bob said, what? He said, yeah, Inks. Look at the prompter.
Inks.
INXS.
Inks.
Is it that inks? He said, no, it's in excess. Okay. They never let him down after
poor
that.
Poor Al Bay. Rest in peace.
He was the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, we're on the, out and off and running here, so we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 619-410-922-6680. Lines are open now, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up, more as the sheriffs plot how they're going to push back against this attempt to build a brick wall so they can't cooperate with ICE here in the state of Maryland. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
622, 22 minutes after, we're talking about the latest bills coming out of Annapolis that are being proposed. Let's put it that way. I don't know if they have the votes to proceed or not. This is Senator Clarence Lamb. He wants to close the loopholes left by Governor Moore's ban on the formal 287G agreements. And then Senate Bill 660, sponsored by a Democrat Marxist from Montgomery County, Sarah Love. That legislation seeks to require law enforcement agencies to respond to reports of immigration enforcement action within their jurisdiction, observe, record on body-worn cameras, and file reports on the activity. The legislation would also require law enforcement to collect applicable evidence, and reports and recordings would then be subject to Maryland's Public Information Act laws. And basically what we see now here is that Maryland Democrats, who are pro-criminal, pro-illegal, are pitting deputies, troopers, and local cops against the federal partners. And we're going to see, get into this a little bit later on, just how much city and state cooperate with the feds, with the notable exception of ICE. So stay tuned. 623 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Big delay starting early this morning. The left tube is closed southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Haven't seen everybody that's involved. There's a lot of equipment there in the left tube just before you go in, so the accident is right there. The right tube is open, but that's only 50% capacity of what we normally have on 95, which is now backing up, working its way back through O'Donnell Street, back towards Eastern Avenue, and I very quickly looked over at the Old Harbor Tunnel. They get the word back in Rosedale, and they're thinking, okay, well, we'll go over there to 895, and already brake lights there around Pulaski Highway. So we're in trouble already, depending on how long this sits in the tunnel. It happened at 610, so we'll go from there and see what happens. But only the right tube is open there, and big delays already. I would say right now we're already 15 minutes plus with delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. People Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of a few stray showers. Mid-40s right now. 37 in cloudy in Glen Burnie. 37 in Baltimore City. We are talking about the sheriffs really incensed as they gathered in Annapolis yesterday at the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien lobby. That is the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins said he is pursuing, he's actually looking for lawyers that would be willing, and if you know of anybody, or if you are one, that wants to assist these sheriffs in a legal challenge, Sheriff Jenkins says he would like for you to contact him, and let's see if we can get some litigation going.
I am reaching out currently to organizations that have staff attorneys, I won't mention organizations, looking for that legal challenge somewhere.
Yeah, and that's he's promised that since day one. But I think Sheriff Lewis summed it up as to the tone and tenor of the Maryland General Insane Asylum as it applies to ICE and our local law enforcement agencies.
Lawmakers need to wake up and realize Marylanders and the American people want public safety over politics, and they're not getting it.
Yeah, bingo. That's it in a nutshell. We want public safety over we don't want it politicized, but they've done this here in this state and at a national level where they've made ICE the villains. They've made ICE the criminals, and they're protecting the criminal element, the illegal alien element. You hear a story coming up here at the end of this hour on an illegal alien here in Maryland who was deported for raping his roommate. Again, we'll hear from Kayla Hamilton's mom, Tammy Nobles, again, as to what's going on here in the state of Maryland. So let's take a phone call here. We've got Robin is in Fells Point. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. I'm not sure about this, but in my mind, it seems to me that there is a law from way, way back that the sheriff is the law of the land and has jurisdiction over everyone. It was an English law that was brought over, and I don't know if it's been canceled or stepped on or whatever, but somebody ought to look into it because the sheriff was the law in all jurisdictions. And, it's a history thing, but it just brought to mind that, you know, they have a lot of power, more so than what people think. And I'd like to see somebody go back, you know, and check on this. Because
yeah, I think you're right, Robin. I think that they are the constitutional, law enforcement office. And I think that the rest of these agencies are either have been created by the states, a municipal entities like Baltimore City or Baltimore County or the state police or whatever the case may be. But the sheriff is their constitutional law enforcement officers, and they are supposed to have the last word in any of this.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right on it there. But thanks for bringing that up. That is a great point, and that's why the sheriffs are really trying to rally together here. Not all the sheriffs. We never see the Baltimore County sheriff. He's AWOL, I think, is Sheriff Fisher. When's the last time you heard from or actually saw Sheriff Fisher? I mean, he is a non-entity, to tell you the truth. So we see the – it's always the same guys. It's Chuck Jenkins and Mike Lewis. And Jim DeWeese, of course, now he's running for re-election, and Jeff Gaylor up in Harford County, and a few of the other ones. But we never hear or see from any of the other sheriffs in some of these other jurisdictions, and you just wonder why that is. Are they more political animals? Are they don't like the limelight? I would think there would be brothers in arms. You know, you're looking at their job is to round up the bad guys, and they do a lot more than just serve warrants and provide security at courthouses. I mean, they're law enforcement officers and the deputy sheriffs as well. So keep that in mind. But we don't know if either one of these bills, like Clarence Lamb's bill or Sarah Love's bill, is going to make it out of committee. But we wanted you to make sure that you were aware of them so that you can contact your appropriate state senator or a delegate and representative here in Maryland. But the sheriff's testifying against this plan to further. This goes beyond what Governor Moore and the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien Democrats in the General Assembly on them passed last week. So I want to make sure you knew of that, their latest efforts as well. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll, of course, hear from Ed Hale Sr. a little bit later on this morning. He's going to come on at the top of the 8 o'clock news to talk, actually react to Governor Moore's op-ed that he, Governor Moore claims he's fiscally responsible. So we'll get his perspective on that. Don't forget, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth this morning here at 8:37 on Casey and Company. So we got a full show planned for you. Coming up next, the Maryland Freedom Caucus held a press conference yesterday. They're introducing bills to lower our electric bills. And do they have any shot of passing in the Maryland General Insane Asylum? We'll take a look at that. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Closing arguments are expected to begin today in the retrial of a suspect charged in a deadly mass shooting at the Edmondson Village Shopping Center. 19-year-old Deion Spears faces charges that include first-degree murder in the 2023 shooting that killed 16-year-old Deonta Dorsey and injured four other students from Edmondson Westside High School. Spears is being retried after a jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict in October of 2024, and the judge declared a mistrial. Brian Johnson is also charged in the case, and he will stand trial at a later date. An October 13th trial date has been set for the Baltimore County paramedic accused of contaminating workplace food and equipment with his bodily fluids. 36-year-old Christopher Carroll is charged with 23 counts that include destruction of property and knowingly and willfully causing another to ingest bodily fluids. The alleged incidents that took place last year at Baltimore County Fire Station 2 in Pikesville and the Baltimore County Public Safety Building. Carroll is accused of masturbating and urinating on common spaces, co-workers' food and fire equipment, and posting videos of the acts online and on subscriber websites. He's being held without bond while he awaits trial. And a report from Baltimore's Inspector General alleges policy violations related to the use of the city's purchasing cards. Inspector General Isabel Cummings' investigation found that between July 2022 and November 2025, required waivers were not submitted for more than 300 transactions totaling more than $167,000. The report claims more than half of the purchases were for food or catering, including $50,000 spent on refreshments during Orioles and Ravens games. According to the Baltimore Sun, the mayor's office says the report found no deliberate misuse of the cards and those making the purchases were acting in good faith to execute their responsibilities. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We might start to see a little better news here. It looks like some of the vehicles have been cleared out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're just checking the overhead cameras in the tunnel to see if they go back to green and we can reopen that left tube. In the meantime, 95 is backed up now beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895, which took all the hit, took all the overflow, is now backed up and it's solid from Moravia Road going into the southbound Old Harbor Tunnel. So we'll keep an eye on it. Maybe by the next report, we'll have the left tube open on the southbound side at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today. Our chance for showers should stay primarily to our south, so just a few showers possible here. Otherwise, temperatures in the cooler mid-40s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
News from sunny Sarasota as the Birds continue Grapefruit League play. Tyler O'Neill off to a fast start as he attempts a comeback from a dismal 2025.
Well, maybe it's time for the young core to step up.
Part of the core, Tyler O'Neill lasers one. Defense in left center field. Bangs off the wall, driving in Wilson.
Ben Wagner and Rock Kubatko had the call on Masson. O'Neill continues to swing the bat well this spring, reaching base at least once in all three of his Grapefruit League games this year. And the Birds nipped the Rays yesterday in Sarasota. 4-3 was the final. Meanwhile, Vance Honeycutt making the most of his opportunity with the Birds this spring as well.
This is Vance Honeycutt, who leans on the first pitch that he sees and drives it right out.
Honeycutt second this spring and third in four career at-bats at Ed Smith Stadium. Big area of need for the Ravens as the combine begins today is offensive line, especially at the guard positions. GM Eric DaCosta in Indianapolis for the combine asked about building the line through the draft process.
We started that last year. We took a couple guys we were excited about last year on the offensive line, and Cordell and Emery. We're excited to see what those guys bring to the table.
Talking about Emery Jones and Carson Vinson, actually, taken in the third and fifth rounds, respectively. NHL resumed play last night with eight games on the docket, including an emotional one in Newark, New Jersey at the Prudential Center. The Devils hosting the Sabres and celebrating U.S. hockey's double gold medal.
I'm so proud and I'm so happy that the men's and women's USA hockey teams brought gold medals back to the United States of America.
That was Devils forward Jack Hughes, who scored the golden goal for the U.S. before last night's game against Buffalo. Meanwhile, the Caps were back in action last night as well as they begin their push to make the playoffs, taking on the Flyers in D.C.
Chychrun midpoint. Finds LaPierre. Cross ice. Score!
OB had the call on Monumental. It was Sandin's first goal since November 13th, his third of the year, and it set in motion a 3-1 win for the Caps, now just 2 points behind the Bruins for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Maryland basketball last night, the man in the loss column once again, 74-61 at number 12 Nebraska. Andre Mills led the Terps for the third straight game with 19 points. Meanwhile, the women in College Park on senior night, a dominant 79-57 win over Northwestern, extending their win streak to six games and finishing off an undefeated month of February. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the left just won't let it go.
Traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM is brought to you by Real Estate Made Easy with the Toner Team.
Our show is goofy, like NPR's Car Talk, but about real estate. Dream come true or hellish nightmare? You decide. Real Estate Made Easy, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Are you familiar with Jerry Brewer by any chance?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's a sports columnist for The Athletic, which is now run by the New York Times, the sports department.
I think he used to write for The Post.
It's possible. Yeah. He's a leftist, as 98% of the scribes are, yep, that cover sports. And he writes in The Athletic / The New York Times today about the Americans' men's hockey victory, saying that, you know, it was great that it happened, obviously a great achievement. But in the end, they go off the rails. But then he cites the congratulatory call that they took from the president,
right,
and the quote-unquote misogynistic remark, the joke, you can't joke anymore, apparently, that President Trump made about having to invite the women's team to the White House as well.
Otherwise he would get impeached, right,
and all that. And then, of course, Cash Patel beer-chugging in the locker room, and then the celebration they had in Miami, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, what Jerry Brewer was saying was that the goodwill that the U.S. men's hockey team had accomplished with the win is now, they've lost. lost the room because of these actions that occurred after the win. And so my question is, what part of the room did they lose, and do we care if that part of the room was lost?
Well, they lost the left, and, okay. and the left was never with them to begin with because right. they hate America.
So what do we care?
So they hate Team USA. The thing that I thought Hillary Knight would have taken the high road, but she said that the president's comments were extremely distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if she shows up at the White House with the rest of the women's team. But again, Hillary is of a different persuasion. I get that. I understand it. It's okay with me. I don't care. But just take the high road. I mean, this is the president of the United States. It was a joke. We've lost our sense of humor for so many of these things.
Here's a message to Jerry Brewer and the left in general.
Right.
They're hockey players.
Yeah.
They're not politicians.
Right. And they made that point.
Right. It's because politics has nothing to do with this.
You would think, if anything, the left and right would be able to unite behind the men's team or the women's team or the gold medal winning figure skating, whatever. These are all Olympians. They're all athletes. We should be supporting because they represent the country. Whether you agree or disagree, whoever's in office, they are representing all of us. And that's what you think it would be. But again, they're so divisive, they don't care.
One time, Sean, just one time, I would like to see that happen.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
It happened right after 9/11. I remember that. They all got on the Capitol steps and sang God Bless America. And it lasted about a month.
Another day, another time.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock yesterday. The Maryland Freedom Caucus, marking 1 year of their Lower Electric Bills Now plan, held a press conference. Joining them with Congressman Andy Harris to demand that the progressive Democrats halt their energy taxes and their fees, which are driving up our bills. We'll tell you specifically what fees they're talking about in just a second. Here's Delegate Kathy Zuliga.
We are hearing from our constituents every day about their unaffordable energy bills. Right here is a bill from a local family-owned grocery store. $57,960.
That was Gershbeck's, wasn't it? I think if I remember correctly, that bill was from that. Delegate Brian Chisholm out of Rural County was saying these rebates that, Governor Moore and the Democrats, they're just trying to hose us.
The governor's decided we're going to continue to take dollars and pay back dimes. That is a horrible idea, and we need to stop it. People need relief right now.
Fox 45's Jessica Babb was there covering the event, and she asked Delegate Ryan Naraki if there was any hint, any sign whatsoever of Democrat cooperation.
With conversations that you're having with your colleagues across the aisle, what kind of support are you seeing for these bills, and do you expect them to gain any momentum this year?
When you talk behind the scenes to many folks, they agree with the ideas that we have. They know that the ideas that we have are the correct ideas. They know that we have a major generation problem in this state. They know that they've caused the generation problem in this state, decades of bad policy. But they're so beholden to the radical left, to the far left Sierra Club, who by the way, has closed Brandon Shore's power plant. That's who closed that plant with them, right? They're beholden to those groups, and they're afraid to go against those groups to the detriment of their own constituents, who are the ones that are facing these sky-high energy bills.
So do you think these bills will go anywhere this year?
Maybe with some courage from constituents signing our petition, but otherwise, I think we're going to see more policy that does nothing.
Look, I applaud the effort, but we know where they're going to go. They're not going anywhere. So you need to take your, and I understand they held a press conference, they're taking their case directly to the people, but do not plan on Democrat cooperation. They're just not going to do it. They're too tied to this this new paganism of climate alarmism, and that is just it's the most unfortunate, but that's the reality. Delegate Robin Grammer says the ratepayers deserve better.
If the average ratepayer understood how the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative affected their bill, they would be incensed.
Now we'll talk about how that factors in just a second, but Congressman Harris was there mentioning that the president addressed this last night in the State of the Union.
He announced the executive order that was going to and asked Congress to put it in statute that data centers and AI are not going to be born on the back of ratepayers. They're going to have to make their own electricity.
What impact, if any, would that have here in Maryland?
I think what it'll do, it'll stop all the discussions where we want to when the governor wants to bring, you know, either data centers or AI into Maryland and have and stop any discussion where any of that burden is passed on to the ratepayer.
Yeah, well, the governor does agree that there's a moment of agreement there between the president and Governor Moore, because he's also said all any of these data centers have to have their own power factored in, that it can't be, you know, these data centers cannot be run and paid for on the backs of the ratepayers. But again, this is a guy that says, I stand with the people, and he's been hiding in the bushes. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. With the update once again, here's the king of all traffic, Two Moons Johnson.
There's another major wreck here, Howard County, northbound 95 at Route 32. It looks like the third medic unit now just pulled up. The fire department is there. And right now, if you're coming north from Route 216, you're coming up from 198, you need to be to the far right. All this equipment is now blocking the left side and the center part of I-95 northbound. So squeeze over, get as far right as you can when you come up to the ramp at Route 32. I don't think southbound can see this because of the woods in between the medians there. So I think it's just going to be a northbound delay, but it's a big one already. We'll see if they can sort it out and get some more lanes open in that area. The wreck did clear from the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So all four lanes are moving again. Excuse me, very slow traffic as you're traveling south, both on 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 is back to Moravia Road. And then something happened. I'm not sure if this is a wreck or not. If you're taking the ramp from 95 south onto Key Highway, there's something right about halfway down that ramp. It looks like five or six vehicles could be involved here. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, but we do have police in that area, and the ramp traffic there is backed up exiting onto Key Highway. I'm fighting a cold here, as you can tell. Excuse me. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, you should put some clothes on. I mean, that's, you know, the number one thing.
Stop going to those places.
Concern, you know.
It's not even really a cold. It's the pollen. The trees are all budding down here now.
Lucky. I wish they bud here.
Right.
Yeah. Pollen everywhere.
Yeah, we're ready for an early spring. Weather, let's see. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of a shower, too. High mid-40s. Right now, 36 and cloudy in Columbia. 36 in Annapolis. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
That's very comforting.
Yeah. There's new survey out. 31,000 customers rated the top grocery stores in America. And any idea who finished number one?
Wegmans?
No. And I don't think there's enough Wegmans to really get them qualified. They are good grocery stores.
Trader Joe's.
Number one, you're right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's count them down. Number seven, Whole Foods. Number six, Costco. Number five, Aldi. Number four, Sam's Club. Number three, H-E-B, which I've never heard of.
Neither have I.
Might be a West Coast thing. Number two, Publix, which is in Florida. And number one, Trader Joe's.
Right.
That is the number one. Now this is an idea whose time has finally arrived. The 48-ounce Dunkin' Ice Drink Bucket.
Whoa!
The oversized coffee trend fans have been waiting for. They're testing the 48-ounce bucket versions of its iced coffee and refresher drinks at locations in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. It'll run you between $7 and $10. The oversized drinks have quickly sold out in several stores already. Strong demand for the coffee bucket. Well, that way you don't have to have more than one cup. And it's already iced.
Two hands?
It just sounds funny. Coffee bucket.
Yeah, coffee bucket. It's only, okay, it has a bucket lid, too. You know, there's a, we'll have to wait and see if this thing takes off or not.
Kind of like the Box of Joe that they have?
Yeah, well, that was good. I like their Box of Joe.
Same.
That's for like a party or office setting or whatever the case may be. But this is a personal 48-ounce sized coffee bucket. And I think the hot would be tough to handle because it's hot coffee.
Can't put it between your legs, that's for sure.
Oh, dear.
Well, you might. You might.
That gets smart.
Any kind of a thrill there.
Third degree
Or as B.B. King said, the thrill is gone.
Yeah. All right. It'd be chock full of nuts.
He's on it today, even though he's fighting
I'm
the
awake.
Pollen.
I'm awake.
He's finally
he's
awake.
Fighting the
48
pollen
minutes
bites
into the show. All right.
That's nice. That's nice.
Johnsonville's gearing up for grill season. Unexpected new ingredient, Dr. Pepper. The two brands of launch of the Johnsonville Dr. Pepper-inspired sausage. It comes in smoked sausage and regular sausage as well. Mm. So Dr. Pepper flavored or infused, I should say. It's a marinated meat, the Dr. Pepper sausage.
I bet that's good.
So it's
that's a good combo.
We did the Dr. Pepper Tic Tacs yesterday, so now Dr. Pepper has become a trend.
I can see it's sausage, but Tic Tac, it's just kind of busy. I don't know.
Johnsonville came through here one time with a grill that was about 60 feet long, and they were doing Johnsonville brats and sausages and cooking them in a parking lot here. Right down from the radio station, went down and got a couple really good.
Yeah, and really, it's nothing like when you're tailgating, getting one of those beer-infused brats from
That's such a
they were
football
cooking that,
food,
the guy
yeah.
from Publix was bringing us out beer. He wasn't supposed to, but he did anyway.
You do that, and then you put a little sauerkraut on there.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. It is to die for.
Cha-ching.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, 11 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. Maryland Freedom Caucus saying that here's what they're proposing. Withdraw Maryland from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, as it is known. That's a carbon tax scheme that increases our electricity costs. Restoring affordability safeguards to climate mandates, repealing the Empower surcharge that appears as a hidden line item on electric and gas bills, and that will fluctuate depending on how much you use. Pause state taxes on energy bills. They tax everything in this state. Really, why should we have to pay a tax on our energy? Protecting and expanding reliable baseload energy, including nuclear, and of course they've got to reopen some of these other coal-fired power plants. So that's from the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and again, Maryland gubernatorial candidates, you need to jump on this like stink on manure, ASAP. All right, coming up next, the more your calls and comments, and we'll the incredible story of why Democrats, and they still are, protecting illegal aliens. The latest one caught in Frederick County raping a roommate, and now is scheduled for deportation. 6:50, and the best of Casey and Company available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Dr. John says, good morning, Sean. Does the 48-ounce coffee bucket come with its own defibrillator, or do you just kick the bucket? Yeah, that's a lot of caffeine. Mr. Pete says, if Andy Harris loses his Senate seat, does that mean we're unrepresented as Republicans? If so, do I still have to pay taxes? You know, that whole no taxation without representation thing. I think that's a great point, because what's happened up in New England, they've got 4 or 5 states where they're about anywhere between 35% to 40% Republicans, and they don't have a single Republican delegate or senator, with the exception of, Senate Republican Susan Collins is in Maine, so but she doesn't really count now, does she? So there you have it. So thanks for the weighing in on that. Appreciate it. Coming up on 6:53, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Top of the hour, President Trump the other night, the State of the Union address, told the very compelling story of Sage Blair, and this is a biological female that was forced to transition to a male and now has detransitioned, and it involves Maryland. We'll tell you the connection here in just a second. 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Big wreck, big delays. I-95 northbound Howard County. The wreck here is northbound at the ramp area at Route 32. And again, everybody has to squeeze to the right. I don't understand these people that are in the left-hand lane. They come up there and there's one, two, three. There's at least five pieces of fire department units on the scene there. And they're thinking, do we have to get over to the right? What the hell are you talking about? The whole damn road's blocked. Only the right lane is getting by. So I told you before, when you get up there to Route 32, get to the right. That's the only way you're going to get around it. And we're backed up already, backing up very quickly back towards Route 216. We had problems early at 610. We had a stoppage in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's still slowly recovering. And at one point, there was an incident on the ramp from 95 exiting onto Key Highway. And a reminder, if you're in Curtis Bay, about 30 minutes ago, there was a wreck that did involve an overturned vehicle, Fort Smallwood Road, very close to the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies today. Chance of a shower, mid-40s for your high today. Right now, it's cloudy, 35 in Ellicott City, 34 in Reisterstown. We'll go to one of our resident experts on energy that I believe she's right on this topic. Patty's in Hartford County. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you. Yeah, I agree with data centers need to bring their own generation, but the point that keeps getting escaped is they have to be co-located. If the source of the power isn't on the same side as the data center, then that requires transmission lines, high voltage, and then that still puts people's land at risk for eminent domain unless they're considered a merchant, and then it's, you know, up in the air whether or not that transmission and generation can connect to it.
Well, you would think that the data center would want, if that's a requirement, and I know they're talking about that, making that law at the congressional level, and we'll see what happens here in Maryland, but you would think that data centers would want to have it co-located, otherwise it would create additional expense. But the question is, who pays for that?
Yeah, and the data centers, unless it's co-located, it has the chance of impacting residents. You know, that's the big problem right now is the cost of providing power to data centers is socialized across residential ratepayers. You know, PJM in the last three cycles of their regional transmission expansion plans has increased costs to ratepayers for $24.8 billion of new transmission, not built yet, not even through the commissions in the states, which includes Maryland, but it continues to grow, and it's all driven by data centers. And we're just moving a very limited amount of electricity around and around and around.
You concerned that we're going to have rolling blackouts this summer?
I think we almost had them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, there were a couple local lines here in Harford County in the North Hartford area that provide electricity to the BGE region, and they were on alert. There was one line that tripped off in West Virginia that connected part of Washington County, Maryland, that went off for 3 hours. So do I think that could happen? Yes, I think it's very likely.
All right. Well, thanks again. Appreciate your expertise and input. That's Patty in Hartford County. 656. These are the people that Democrats in this state, the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, Maryland General Insane Asylum are protecting. 2 years after immigration authorities say Ruben Alonzo Hernandez Linez entered the United States illegally from El Salvador, Frederick County investigators now say he raped and assaulted one of his roommates inside a Frederick County apartment. Hernandez Linez, 29 years of age, entered the country illegally in 2021, according to ICE. Investigators say the assault happened February of 2023. Charging documents show Hernandez Linez grabbed the victim by the arm, forced her into his room, and told her, "You won't be saved," as he pushed her onto the bed. The victim told investigators the ordeal lasted 5 to 10 minutes, according to the charging documents. And Hernandez Linez later told the victim it had been her pleasure. Last year, we sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison with all but 18 months suspended. Way to go, Judge. And last month, an immigration judge issued a final order of removal, and Hernandez Linez was removed from the U.S. Tammy Nobles, whose daughter Kayla was raped and killed, murdered brutally by an illegal alien, again, compares the cases.
They both were let in under the Biden administration. Walter came into the country March of 2022. He committed the awful crimes on Kayla like 3 months after he got here. What he did to Kayla at almost 17 years old was evil. They both were from El Salvador, and they both were monsters who committed horrific crimes.
Yeah, monsters. Monsters living among us. You know, and I was reading a bedtime story to my grandson the other night, and he was, you know, said he was afraid of a monster. And you always try to reassure your grandchildren that there are no such thing as monsters, you know, so they can go to bed and sleep peacefully. But unfortunately, there are monsters, but they're not the kind that they're talking about. They're the kind that are walking our streets and that are raping and murdering our women and that are driving down the wrong way with commercial trucks and driver's licenses, killing people, maiming them, predators, child predators, sex traffickers. These are the monsters who live among us. And these are the monsters that the modern Democrat Party is protecting. More so than anything else, the criminal, illegal aliens, and these other monsters. I understand there are immigrants who don't commit crime. These are illegal aliens that don't commit crimes. But everybody has to go. Every single one of them should be taken out of this country. And the Democrats continue to protect these monsters from prosecution and from being deported. All right, coming up next, President Trump mentioning the saga of Sage Blair. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armit Thomason. Deadly gunfire off the northern coast of Cuba involving a speedboat from Florida. Havana says the 10 people on board are Cubans living in the U.S., accuses them of trying to infiltrate the island. 4 were killed by Cuban agents. Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. is investigating. The U.S. and Iran holding a third round of nuclear talks.
Omani Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi leaves a hotel with his delegation en route to Iran-U.S. negotiations. The state-run Oman News Agency says al-Busaidi is expected to meet with the American negotiating team this morning to convey the Iranian perspective and in turn listen to the ideas and proposals put forward by the American side. The talks are viewed as a last chance for diplomacy as America's gathered a fleet of aircraft and warships to the Middle East to pressure Tehran into a deal. President Donald Trump wants the deal to constrain Iran's nuclear program, and he sees an opportunity while the country is struggling at home with growing dissent following nationwide protests last month. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Allegations of Medicaid fraud have prompted the Trump administration to withhold nearly $260 million to the state of Minnesota.
We have decided to temporarily halt certain amounts of Medicaid funding that are going to the state of Minnesota in order to ensure that the state of Minnesota takes its obligations seriously to be good stewards of the American people's tax money.
Vice President Vance, a House committee conducting the Jeffrey Epstein investigation will hear today from Hillary Clinton. Her testimony to be followed by that of former President Clinton. He is due to testify tomorrow. The Clintons agreed to testify after being threatened with a contempt charge. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 24 points, NASDAQ futures off 20. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on 95 in Howard County is now on the left shoulder. They've reopened all the lanes northbound at Route 32. We're still backed up, though, and the tail end of that backup may be as far back as 198. So 198, 216, then getting better after Route 32, heading north eventually up to the Baltimore County line, but still backed up through that area. Both the tunnels still taking a hit from early problems inside the Fort McHenry Tunnel at 10 after 6, about an hour ago now. All the lanes are open there. Slow recovery on 95, backed up now to just before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, but 895 took the big hit, and they're slow from the ramp area at Moravia Road. So we're still in the area of a good 20-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer at both the tunnels southbound. And then we've had a minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. Delays back to the ramps at I-95 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today. Our chance for showers should stay primarily to our south, so just a few showers possible here. Otherwise, temperatures in the cooler mid-40s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in Bel Air and 36 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a juvenile shooting in a Middle River neighborhood has left a young victim hospitalized in critical but stable condition, raising fresh questions from neighbors about how a 15-year-old suspect got a gun. Baltimore County Police said the shooting happened at a house on Cuddy Sark Road near Kittendale Road on Tuesday, just after 6 p.m. And city police are investigating a deadly double shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4900 block of Reisterstown Road shortly before 7 p.m., where they found two victims suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. Both victims were taken to a hospital where one of them died. The other victim is in critical condition. Homicide detectives have not released information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. And shortly after 7 p.m., police in South Baltimore responded to the 3500 block of Fifth Street for another shooting. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 130. The pick 4, 6406. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Down through the centuries, man has tried to be happy without God. And the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, shows the absurdity of that attempt. In the book of Proverbs, we see the wisdom of King Solomon as he gives us gems and nuggets from that time in his life when he was walking closely with the Lord. But we also see the foolishness of Solomon in Ecclesiastes, the book he wrote when he was walking apart from God. Scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. In other words, show reverence and humility toward God. Check your pride and ego at the door. Remember, he's the creator, not you. But too many people end up on dead-end streets when they eschew the path the Lord has provided for them. No one knows what tomorrow holds except God. Seek him until you find him. He's not hard to find if you're looking. Many people nearing death lament all the time they wasted. Stop wasting your time by chasing empty promises, and instead follow the one who holds your future in his hands. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, with Jordan Westberg out for the foreseeable future, O's general manager Mike Elias continues to assess his options.
I think we have good alternatives here, and we'll be exploring those guys and assessing them during camp. And, you know, I'm pretty happy with that. But certainly this has, picked up our conversations outside the organization.
Options in camp include Blaze Alexander and Jeremiah Jackson at second base, Kobe Mayo getting a lot of work at third. Monday, the team signed Thero Estrada to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. Estrada, 30 years of age, has 7 years of MLB experience and can play second, third, and short. Meanwhile, Trevor Rogers continues to impress. His three innings of work yesterday led off a 4-3 win in Sarasota over the Rays. Manager Craig Albernaz in the postgame.
I just checked another box for him in his progression. He looked great. Throwing strikes, and especially with the off-speed stuff. That was a fun outing to watch.
Rogers now in the spring, 5 innings pitch, just 2 hits allowed, no runs, and 6 strikeouts. Other sports news, Hall of Famer Tony Dungy is quote-unquote likely out at NBC as the network revamps its NFL coverage. sources told The Athletic's Andrew Marchand. Sidney Crosby will miss at least 4 weeks of NHL action after his injury in the Olympics. And the Lakers have hired former Virginia Tech coach Tony Bennett as an NBA draft advisor. You'll remember Bennett. It was his Cavaliers that were beaten by UMBC in the NCAA tournament 8 years ago, the first number 16 seed to beat a number one. Coming up in 30 minutes, more college football news we can do without. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, examples of city and state law enforcement working with our federal partners. And the notable exception, of course, is ICE. We'll also take a look at the Inspector General's report. The mayor's office has been found abusing procurement cards and to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But a top story here today, the saga of Sage Blair. You might recall the president called out Sage and her, I think it was her grandmother, Michelle. I'll have to go back and look at the story. But they were in attendance at the State of the Union address the other night. Sage, short story, biological female that was confused, identifying as a biological male, and then ran away from home and was caught up with sex trafficking and was exploited at every level of our criminal justice system. And it includes right here in Baltimore as well. President Trump referenced her story the other night at the State of the Union.
In the gallery tonight are Sage Blair and her mother, Michelle. In 2021, Sage was 14 when school officials in Virginia sought to socially transition her to a new gender, treating her as a boy and hiding it from her parents. Hard to believe, isn't it? Before long, a confused Sage ran away from home after she was found in a horrific situation in Maryland. A left-wing judge refused to return Sage to her parents because they did not immediately state that their daughter was their son. Sage was thrown into an all-boys state home and suffered terribly for a long time. But today, all of that is behind them because Sage is a proud and wonderful young woman with a full ride scholarship to Liberty University. Sage and Michelle, please stand up.
And you can see Sage, she's clocking. She's tapping her forefinger with her thumb, and which is a Gen Z thing for saying, it's okay, I approve of this this whole thing. I never knew that till I what's she doing? She's sending a signal to somebody? It's called clocking. You just tap your forefinger and thumb together real fast, and that's their sign of approval. Never knew it. But President Trump went on to say that this practice, this mutilation of minors, this not telling parents about pronouns and wishes of their children, it has to be banned.
Who can believe that we're even speaking about things like this? 15 years ago, if somebody was up here and said that, they'd say, what's wrong with him? But now we have to say it because it's going on all over numerous states without even telling the parents. But surely we can all agree no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents' will. Who would believe that we've been talking about this? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately.
And, of course, none of the Democrats stood up to applaud Sage and her mother, Michelle, and Trump was just really aghast at that concept.
Of course, nobody stands up. These people are crazy, I'm telling you. They're crazy. Amazing. Boy, oh boy. We're lucky we have a country with people like this. Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we?
Now, one of the best parts of his State of the Union address was calling out this soulless, evil, demonic party that now calls itself the Democrat Party. And way to go, President Trump. It was a tour de force. Coming up, the details President Trump did not have time to share with you in the State of the Union. I've got the details on Sage Blair's story coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king, Lugnuts Johnson.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is on the shoulder now, the outer loop near Connecticut Avenue. It backed us up very quickly back through 29, back through New Hampshire Avenue, and then back towards the ramps at 95. So we're moving again, but the backup's not going away anytime soon. Still recovering, but everybody's off to the side now, northbound I-95 in Howard County at Route 32. At one point about 20 minutes ago, that was only a single lane northbound. That backup went all the way back towards 198. And again, we are recovering there. 695, everything's normal there. JFX filling in just a bit below Northern Parkway. Both the tunnels are still recovering from earlier problems more than an hour ago at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're still in the area of 25-minute delays, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of a few stray showers, mid-40s for the high, down to the low 30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 40s, and hang in there because Saturday temps will be in the upper 50s. It's going to feel like spring. And right now, it is 39 and cloudy in Ocean City, 36 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump calling out Democrats not only for refusing to honor Sage Blair and her story, but refusing to honor the sobbing mother of Irina Zarutska. She was the Ukraine who fled war there with her mother and came to the United States only to be murdered brutally on a Charlotte, North Carolina light rail. We all remember the story. Here's President Trump.
Last summer, 23-year-old Irina was riding home on the train when a deranged monster who had been arrested over a dozen times and was released through no cash bail stood up and viciously slashed a knife through her neck and body. No one will ever forget. There were people on that train. No one will ever forget the expression of terror on Irina's face as she looked up at her attacker in the last seconds of her life. She died instantly. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal, set free to kill in America, came in through open borders. Mrs. Zaretska, tonight I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina. How do you not stand? How do you not stand?
Yeah, how do you not stand? Remember all the virtue signaling lefty Democrats wearing their little Ukraine flags and pins? Where are the flags and pins for Irina Zarutska? Again, they are just the biggest bunch of political opportunists and hypocrites I've ever seen. You know, Republicans the other night brought out the war heroes, the gold medal hockey team, grieving mothers, courageous girl hurt by an illegal driver. Democrats brought out a wife beater, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, MS-13 member and accused human trafficker to their counter rally. So that's who they defend and they protect. That is not going to sit well with the American people. Trump went off on low IQ Ilhan Omar and racist Rashida Tlaib for screaming at him during the Supreme Court. During the State of the Union speech, calling for them to be deported. I think Omar should be stripped of her citizenship and deported. I think she lied about getting into the country. Senator Mike Lee blasted the RINOs after John Thune admitted Senate Republicans were not unified on the talking filibuster to pass the SAVE Act. But the president in the State of the Union urged that the SAVE Act get a vote.
So we will get a vote on it. And we are right now in the middle of a government shutdown, so we've got to try and get the government opened up first. But in due time, we will have we will get that up on the floor. We will have a vote on it. We will make sure that the Democrats are on the record. It is a stark contrast between Republicans and Democrats about how they want to handle elections in this country. And this is going to put them, I think, in a very difficult position. It's an issue. If I were running as a Democrat in the midterm elections in November, I wouldn't want to have to defend.
Yeah, and Thune says he's going to force a floor vote. Now, whether that means the talking filibuster or not, but he called him out by name during the State of the Union address. He said, "Come on, John, we got to get this this done." Trump actually gained support during the State of the Union speech. CNN said that 64% of people who watched the speech believe Trump's policies will move the country in the right direction. He also announced that his vice president, J.D. Vance, is going to head up the new war on fraud. Here is J.D. Vance yesterday.
The Department of Justice is going to be investigating and, where possible, throwing fraudsters in prison. But it's also going to mean that Scott Bessent and some of our friends at the Treasury Department, we're going to be looking at income tax records. We're going to be trying to understand how it is that the American people have been defrauded.
Imagine, Dr. Oz said yesterday that he believes $300 million in Medicaid, Medicare fraud alone. Just in one department, $300 billion. Now, imagine if you go through every single department in the government. And imagine if you go through every single agency here in the state of Maryland. It all adds up. Kevin Hassett talked about the president's new retirement plan called the Savers Match Program.
President Trump mentioned the typical 401k family that was lucky enough to have one made $40,000 last year, but half of Americans were left out. And so the Savers Match Program applies to low-income families.
Yeah, and what that works, 56 million Americans do not have access to a retirement savings plan. The Savers Match program will launch this plan for those workers that will include a $1,000 annual match for those individuals. So that's great news, announcing a brand new plan there. So the president, of course, had a record State of the Union address. It has been well-received by most of America, except with the Democrats and a few of his establishment rhino Republicans. And that's the way it went down, 403 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, and coming up next, the details of the saga of Sage Blair and the outrageous numbers, and here in Baltimore, just how many hospitals perform these mutilations on our children.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes, mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the weather forecast in just a second. But first, we've got a traffic forecast from the one and only king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yes, mostly dark tonight, like tomorrow.
Yes, a widely scattered sunshine at dawn.
Yes, but you don't have to shovel partly cloudy.
That's true. I hope we're done shoveling for the rest of the year.
Oh, I don't know. I saw something down the line somewhere.
Oh, don't go there. Don't go there.
I know. I just saw it. Northbound 95, they're still looking at this wreck north of Route 32, even though it was on the shoulder. I'm looking at the camera here right at Route 32, and it's still backed up right there, and the tail end of the backup is stretching back right around 216. I don't think it's back to 198. No, it's not. It's only up to 216, up to Route 32, so they're still looking at it. There were a bunch of vehicles involved, all kind of police cars and fire department units all there, so it's still on the left-hand side. We're getting four lanes by, but we're backed up, and it's a speed reduction right now. They may be going through there at maybe 15, 20 miles an hour northbound. It will get better after Route 100. Big delays earlier, and we started off way early at 610 with a wreck in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both of those tunnels are still backed up with 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy, chance of showers, mid-40s today, 37 and cloudy in Millersville, 36 in Middle River. Not only is Maryland pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, pro-baby killing, they're also pro-minor mutilation. Did you know that our hospitals in the Baltimore metro area, GBMC in Towson, is, again, one of these hospitals offers comprehensive services for transgender and gender-diverse individuals, gender-affirming care, blah, blah, blah. Other major hospitals in Maryland include Johns Hopkins, University of Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Medical Center also offer these mutilations. However, GBMC is specifically noted for its dedicated program and, quote-unquote, inclusive approach. So those are the alleged medical facilities that mutilate children. Johns Hopkins, GBMC, University of Maryland Medical Center. Just thought you should know. And let me give you some other numbers real quick. Gender transitioning on minors by numbers during the Biden years. Nearly 6,000 children underwent surgical mutilation, and nearly 14,000 minors went underchange sex change treatments. This is from Zero Hedge today, by the way. And children receiving hormones during the Biden years, 8,500, and sex change prescriptions written for children, nearly 63,000 during the Biden years. So here in Maryland, let me give you the details. 14-year-old transgender runaway from Virginia endured a six-month nightmare that saw her twice fall in the hands of sex traffickers, the second time after Baltimore bureaucrats refused to return her to her home state because they accused her adoptive parents of misgendering her, you know, being transphobic. If you want the whole story, DailyWire.com, it's from a couple of years ago. Luke Rosiak wrote it. The child, identified as Sage, was adopted by her biological grandmother, Michelle Blair, after the death of her father. And Sage began identifying as a male after her father died. Obviously, there was some psychological problems there. But in August of 2021, she ended up on the mean streets of Baltimore, where authorities rescued her from a convicted sex offender. Instead of returning the child to her grandmother, the state of Maryland put her in an inner-city group home. The reason? They thought her adoptive blood relative parents didn't seem to sufficiently recognize her transgender identity. It's not possible to return the child to the home, wrote Judge Robert Kershaw, after an impassioned plea from Baltimore Assistant Public Defender Anissa Khan. Instead, the left-wing judge turned Sage over to the Baltimore City Department of Juvenile Services for placement in a hardware-secure therapeutic facility which makes reasonable accommodation for respondents' expressed male gender and desire to live as a trans male. That meant housing Sage, the girl just rescued from a sex offender, with some of Baltimore's most troubled biological males. After months in a Maryland institution, Sage bolted, only to resurface in Texas, where she once again had been allegedly trafficked to pedophiles. Unlike their counterparts in Maryland, Lone Star officials returned her to her parents, according to an ethics complaint that Michelle Blair filed against Anissa Khan. Khan allegedly told the girl to lie about it being abused by her parents, seemingly in order to create a legal precedent allowing states other than where a teen lives to refuse to return a runaway teen if transgender issues were in play. Basically she snuck out to meet a 16-year-old boy while skateboarding, and instead this was a sex offender and a groomer that greeted her and took her. Now remember, Virginia, U.S. Marshals, FBI were all looking for Sage. They did find her in Baltimore with Ken Fisher, a 36-year-old convicted sex offender. In the week she had been missing, Sage experienced untold horror at his hands, where she was repeatedly violently raped and almost strangled, but not quite to death. This sick pervert trafficked her to many men, so many men that Sage lost count. Fisher had priors for sex offenses, including rape, and is now housed at Eastern Correctional Institute. But he would not be the last adult to exploit Sage. Sage was exploited by Baltimore City Public Defender Anissa Khan, who was trying to make her a poster child for trans rights here in Maryland, and by this left-wing judge, Robert Kershaw. You should know their names, and they should be named and shamed, because this is just the beginning of the story. So we don't have time for the whole story, but I just thought it was important that you know some of the details behind this story that President Trump mentioned the other day in the State of the Union address. Again, Daily Wire, Luke Rosiak. It was written about 2 years, 3 years ago. Check out the story. It is horrifying for any parent and child. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved shooting in Baltimore City. It happened shortly after 6 p.m. Tuesday in the 3600 block of Bel Air Road. According to police, officers entered a liquor store and saw a man who they believe was armed, and the suspect fled as they approached. The shooting happened during a foot chase when the suspect refused to drop his gun. At least 16 rounds were fired, but it's unknown if any of the shots came from the suspect. The suspect was taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. No officers were injured, and police say a handgun was recovered at the scene. And Fox 45 reports that Maryland high school students are dropping out at rates not seen in more than a decade. Despite that statistic, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says during a State of the State address this month that Maryland schools are becoming the nation's best. Maryland is delivering on our promise to have the best public schools in the entire country, he said during the State of the State. This year, we are proposing an historic $10 billion for our public schools. These are targeted investments that will deliver real results in our communities. And closing arguments are expected to begin today in the retrial of a suspect charged in a deadly mass shooting at the Edmondson Village Shopping Center. 19-year-old Deion Spears faces charges that include first-degree murder in the 2023 shooting that killed 16-year-old Deonta Dorsey and injured four other students from Edmondson Westside High School. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County still there. There was a wreck at Connecticut Avenue that was on the shoulder. Then in the backup, another wreck occurred at New Hampshire Avenue. So we're still slow from that point back into the junction at I-95. And then 95 south of Cherry Hill Road will be a little slower than usual through there. They're still looking at the wreck. It's on the shoulder, northbound 95 in Howard County at Route 32. All the lanes are open, but we're slow northbound at the scene. 695 locally, all your normal delays are there. We're still recovering. It's still very slow with delays anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today. Our chance for showers should stay primarily to our south. So just a few showers possible here. Otherwise, temperatures in the cooler mid-40s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tracking the spring of one Tyler O'Neill. Yes, it's early, and who knows if it means anything, but what we've seen from O'Neill has been encouraging indeed.
Well, maybe it's time for the young core to step up and up.
Part of the core, Tyler O'Neill lasers one. Defense in left center field. Bangs off the wall, driving in Wilson.
Ben Wagner and Rock Kubatko had the call on Masson. O'Neill continues to swing the bat well this spring, reaching base at least once in all three of his Grapefruit League games this year. And the Birds nipped the Rays yesterday in Sarasota. 4-3 was the final. Manager Craig Albernaz commenting on another one of O'Neill's at-bats in the postgame.
He looked great. To me, the at-bat that stood out was the 0-2 to walk. It was great to see him do that. Barreled up some balls, but he did a lot of great work this offseason. So it's good to see him in a good spot before he heads out to WBC.
O'Neill this spring, 4 hits and 6 trips, 2 walks. O'Neill last year limited to just 54 games total. One of the O's biggest disappointments, but when healthy, a 30 home run hitter in the majors. Other baseball news, Max Scherzer off the market, the 3-time Cy Young winner heading back to the Blue Jays for his 19th season. 1 year, just $3 million for Scherzer. A big deficiency for the Ravens a year ago was that pass rush. We know all about it. Non-existent for long stretches. Team mulling their options in Indianapolis as we speak. GM Eric DaCosta was asked if free agency would be this year's source of relief.
I think it depends on a lot of factors. Who's available? What's that contract going to look like?
Top pass rushers available on the free agent market include Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals, Odafe Owe, maybe a return from the Chargers, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Hassan Reddick, and Jalen Phillips. College football news that we can certainly do without. The University of Cincinnati suing former quarterback Brendan Sorensen in federal court yesterday, alleging he breached his NIL contract with the Bearcats when he refused to pay a $1 million exit fee. What are these words we're using here? After he transferred to Texas Tech, Sorensen has reportedly signed an NIL deal with the Red Raiders for between $4 and $6 million. To the ice we go, where the Caps continued their quest for the playoffs last night, hosting the Flyers at Capital One Arena.
Protas closes, back for Chisholm, to the front.
And Joe B. had the call on monumental rare goal for Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Comes with 6 minutes to play, and it breaks a 1-1 tie. And the Caps go on for a 3-1 win. Logan Thompson, once again, stellar between the pipes, 23 saves in 24 chances. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we're in uncharted territory.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents. Combining modern technology, such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website, with old-school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end, result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
You know, I've made this comment before, but I think it bears repeating and really getting into. You know, we're in uncharted territory with the Ravens right now.
How so?
Do you know when was the last time, Sean, the Ravens had a new head coach and three new coordinators, offensive, defensive, and special teams, to start a season?
I would have to think that would be either with Mark Gibroda.
Yes. Year one.
Yeah.
Year one.
Wow.
So 30 years later, we're literally starting all over again. And so, you know, I mean, I have confidence in the organization to make the right moves. I think they've made the right moves pretty much for 30 years. But, like, we don't know what this thing is going to look like. And it was an interesting comment from head coach Jesse Minter that, you know, they're in the process of rebranding what it means to play the Raven way. And there are, like, brand new concepts here. There are young coaches, you know, 42 years old, Jesse Minter, 29 years old, Declan Doyle. You know, Anthony Weaver, still young at the age of 42, yeah, whatever. Right. So, you know, we don't quite know what this is going to look like. And it's going to be really fascinating to see how they roster the team, where they put emphasis on, and the new types of things that these young coaches are going to do.
Yeah, what do you make of the, because you sent me the story the other day when you were off on the Pro Football Focus Top 101. Lamar was ranked number one last year and isn't even in the top 100.
Right, I think he was 109. Now, the caveat here is that is based on their performance from 2025, just from last year. But yeah, it goes to show you how far Lamar has sunk.
Yeah.
Yes, he was hurt. That, I'm sure, had a lot to do with it. But, you know, that's part of the process here. They've got to rebuild that. You know, that's one thing that Jesse Minter and Declan Doyle have to do is rebuild Lamar. And, you know, and how?
Yeah.
You know, Isaiah Likely may not be here. Who's the other receiver going to be? It's going to be a really interesting offseason process.
Yeah, we'll see how it fleshes out. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate
that.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Office of Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott violated policies governing the use of city procurement cards, known as P-cards. Mayoral staff members used these cards to purchase food at Orioles and Ravens games and for internal events. This is over a three-year period, according to the Officer Inspector General. The city's P-card manual prohibits the purchase of certain items, such as food and flowers, without a waiver from a city agency to the BOP. Overall, the Office of Inspector General's investigation found the mayor's office did not submit required waivers for over 300 P-card transactions, totaling nearly $167,000. It's almost as much as, actually, it's a little more than the mayor's SUV, coming on the heels of that. City Inspector Isabel Cumming says she found that only one person was in charge of reviewing 336 P-cards.
One person can't be responsible for tens of thousands of transactions because they're 8 months behind already. We need to have more compliance and oversight in order to protect the taxpayers' money. And this report outlines that clearly.
This is just, you know, the P-cards. And look, this is... I mean, you can't tell me people were ignorant, they didn't know. What, do they just hand out P-cards with, okay, here you go, just charge whatever you want? They have to come with rules. And Cumming says there's got to be oversight, better oversight, of the P-card purchases in the mayor's office.
We will keep doing what the citizens want us to do, which is oversight, and we will keep following up to make sure that what they tell the citizens is indeed the truth.
But these food purchases, and again, while the rest of us working stiffs are busting our tails to go out and earn a living and provide for our families, these city employees are drinking it up and eating it up at Orioles and Ravens games.
The vast majority of what waivers weren't received was actually food. It's about 295 different purchases lacked waivers that were pretty substantial amounts.
Yeah, but you know, there are rules, and I know that's anathema to Mayor Scott and many city employees that, oh, damn, the rules, you know, full speed ahead.
The rules of the city government should apply to everyone equally. In most agencies, people, when they have celebrations, they collect the money. They don't use the taxpayer funds because most throughout the city, most would never be approved.
And, you know, this is the ongoing battle because, you know, Isabel Cumming is suing the mayor over her being blocked from access to certain financial transactions away, I don't know, from Monzi, Safe Street, Sidestep, etc. And she says her job is to follow the money.
Our job is to follow the money. In order to follow the money correctly, I have to outline where the money went. And this is a perfect example. This is where the money went. For $131,000. And that's our job.
Yeah. Well, the mayor's office has replied saying that it's taken out of context and that they've already made changes, blah, 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 blah. But one wonders if they already knew this investigation was ongoing by Isabel Cumming that was going to be embarrassing to Mayor BS. That's why he, you know, shut her out or tried to shut her down from access to some of these other financial transactions involving Safe Streets and Monzi, etc. So stay tuned, folks. This is going to be an interesting story to watch. 743, traffic weather on the threes. By the way, if you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News, now be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can do that right now and match wits with the panel, including the illustrious Two Moons Johnson. 743, time for traffic weather on the threes with Two Mooner himself.
Some of the big planets had more than one moon. I'll just go with that.
Yes, you should.
It's Pluto.
I rest my case.
I feel sorry for Pluto. They just told them to get lost.
No longer a planet.
No. Yeah. What is it? Just a rock?
Yeah. It's okay. Just an orbiting rock.
That's it. Very nice. Hopefully not coming our way anytime soon. Southbound I-97, your morning backup is here now, right at the split at Route 32. But again, just like yesterday, we have cloud cover today. So at the bridge at 178, where normally the sun is right there, right now they're going on down the hill perfectly fine and interchanging right there with the ramps at State Road 50, at Route 50 in Annapolis and through that area. Then at the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway, no problems. Bay Bridge is clear, three lanes west, two lanes eastbound with all the lanes open. Northbound 95 still could be a bit slow. They had a big wreck in the last hour that was northbound at Route 32. And at one point, everybody was looking at it, and we were backed up on 95 northbound. I'm just going back there right now. Still backed up as you're coming up from 216. You can see the accident vehicles off to the side just around the curve. So a couple of those police cars are kind of crowding the left-hand lane just a bit. So with that, we're still backed up. When you leave 216, you come up to the ramp at 32. Just get over as far right as you can. That'll help you get through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy today, chances of some showers, mid-40s overnight. Temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 40s. Saturday, even warmer, upper 50s. Right now, 37 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 36 in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. You'll have to, again, if you really want to get in and match wits with the panel, now's the time to do it. 410-922-6680, 1-800 WCBM 680, but you must call now. So here's how it works. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs here today. Looks like right now it's going to be the panel. No listener contestant here today. Maggie Hunter racing into the studio just moments ago.
I was unavoidably detained.
Yes. Okay. What'd you hit, an oil slick or something?
I hit something. Mm-hmm. I haven't identified it yet.
All right. We didn't leave a mess.
All right, yeah, here we go. Here are your three stories that you get to choose from today. Researchers at the University of South Alabama want people to know that queer animals exist. It's just biology. There's a new lab program with the U.S. Department of Psychology is promoting queerness to the research on queer animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping to steer you in the right direction.
I heard a deer once say, "I brought swatches. I brought swatches."
Indeed.
Oh, God.
Where is my other story? Oh, there it is.
That
was
number
one. It was attached to the staple. Story two. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, after getting the cold shoulder from President Trump the other night, the State of the Union, told a reporter that her duty is to the Constitution and not to the president.
Mm-hmm.
And story three, a man who has been sentenced to life without parole, we find out is registered to vote in Michigan and votes from jail. He remains on Michigan's permanent absentee voter list. All right, story one, queer animals do exist. Story two. There are a lot of lines there.
Poor Fido.
A lot of lines.
I ain't going there.
Yeah. Let sleeping dogs lie.
No maybe pun intended. Yeah, make it.
Story two, Amy Coney Barrett says her duties to the Constitution, not to Trump. And story three, a cop killer has been sentenced to life without parole, registered to vote, and votes in every election from Michigan, from jail. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
I'll go with the queer animals.
All right, 141, Kristen.
I think that's true, because scientists have said that before, or they try to say they're bi or whatever. So I think that they're saying that could be true. And, yeah, I believe the Michigan voter roll one, so I think I'll go with number two.
All right, Kristen votes for story two. Maggie?
I'm going to go with the queer varmints.
Okay. And Maggie also joins Chuck in their quest for queerness.
The quest.
Story three, cop killer sentenced to life voting from jail in Michigan. Yeah, that's a true story.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And story number two, Amy Coney Barrett saying, my duties to the Constitution and not the president. That is our fake news story of the day. So Kristen nails
Thank
it.
You.
Chuck and Maggie.
So what did Amy say?
No, she said nothing. I made the whole thing up.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
That doesn't really count because that's not a story.
Yes, it is.
Mm-mm, you made
it up. It's a fake news story.
Well, for crying out loud.
And your job is to identify the fake news and to try to root it out.
I'm identifying a crook.
You know. Look, don't whine.
He's in a lineup.
Just because, you know, you took it on the chin again today.
You're going to take it on the chin, I can tell you that.
Oh, man.
I'm going to kick you right in the butt crack.
Oh.
Thank you for
that's
that, Two Moons. That's right.
You know, Two Moons Johnson.
Back to the 6 o'clock hour where there's this nudist colony down in Tampa.
Yeah, what's
the name of that joint?
Lake Como.
Lake
Caliente.
What?
It's Caliente.
Lake what?
Como.
Oh, Como.
C-O.
That's
C-O, not H-O.
Just wondering.
If it was Lake Como, sign up for it and say, please use the rear.
Stop. All right, 7:50.
Did that get beeped?
Yes, you did. 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Downline, enjoy it.
And you're listening to Casey and Company. Town Appliance, both mayors run Town Appliance, and they do a great job. 70 different brands on display right there. You can see them set up already in kitchens from budget-minded appliances all the way to the top of line, Sub-Zero. They've got it all, GE, Monogram, Cafe, you name it. It's great to go and see the brand-new features they have on many of these appliances today. And, again, they want you as a customer for life. They have 5-star customer service. They have competitive price matching. So if you're the market for a single appliance or entire new kitchen, stop by. You must see their showroom right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Town Appliance, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM is brought to you by Real Estate Made Easy with the Toner Team.
Our show is goofy, like NPR's Car Talk, but about real estate. Dream come true or a hellish nightmare? You decide. Real Estate Made Easy, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
First, we know that we have a broken immigration system inside this country. And it's something that I know firsthand. I was raised by an immigrant single mom.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the ad team has learned that Two Moon Johnson was kicked out of Lake Como. Because he kept lying on his stomach and people would mistake him for a bike rack.
That's nice. That's nice. That was after I closed up my stand at Clearwater Beach.
Yes.
Moved over there.
Yes, that was, remember that, cremation therapy.
Yes, indeed. I'll never forget it. Neither will Jack Guy. He's still there. And he still hasn't talked in all those years. He's like the RCA dog. He just sits there.
Yes, he does. All right, Chuck, what's going on?
All right, the Outer Loop West Side is 795 through Liberty Road. And then I got to looking a little bit further down towards I-70, and it's, I wouldn't say it's much lighter, but it's a lot lighter than it is at Liberty Road. It almost indicates to me that there may be something just south of Liberty Road on the Beltway that they're looking at or it's holding them up. Could be a broken down vehicle. That's right in the area where there aren't too many shoulders to move off the roadway. So we'll check and see, but there may be something there south of Liberty Road. Both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems southbound. They're moving, but we're still backed up to at least 20-minute delays on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Cloudy chances, some showers, mid-40s temperatures tonight into the low 30s. At 38 and cloudy in Columbia, 37 in Owings Mills. So we see all of this war on ICE, this attempt to ban ICE and cooperation with a federal agencies with the city, state, local agencies, etc. But there's all sorts of examples of the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland cooperating with our federal partners, and with a notable exception of ICE. Alexa Ashwell, Fox 45, did a great job meeting with our federal partners. And here's State's Attorney Ivan Bates talking about his cooperation with U.S. Attorney Kelly Hayes.
People don't realize a number of factors were in play when we had the dramatic decrease in the murder rate in Baltimore City. We know we couldn't have done the things we were able to do on our state side without the support of the federal government and the U.S. Attorney's Office, as well as the DEA, FBI, ATF.
Yeah, and the city and state also cooperate with U.S. Marshals in serving open warrants. Here's Clinton Fuchs.
In a typical month, our fugitive task force probably makes somewhere between 50 and 70 arrests on open warrants, both state, federal, local. So in the course of a quick two-week period, we almost multiplied that times five. So it was a huge success.
FBI agent Jimmy Paul told Ashwell that they cooperate with the city and the state on removing violent offenders from our streets.
For the FBI specifically, what were you guys seeing when it comes to the streets of Baltimore?
I think there's a lot of folks that are, violent offenders that are out in the wind. And this partnership that we did with the Baltimore Police Department, we're able to kind of identify through our analysis and through our intelligence folks to identify some of the most worst offenders.
Christopher Gormenis, he's with the DEA, talked about working with Baltimore and Maryland on removing the domestic terrorist organizations and these drug cartels also from our streets.
DTOs will be neighborhoods, and once one is dismantled, another one just kind of takes over. Is that something that you're still seeing as problematic, and how are you working to mitigate that?
Well, that happens in all communities. That's why at the DEA, one of our top commitments is to target the cartels that are supplying these DTOs domestically.
Yeah, so you can see more federal cooperation with locals and vice versa. That includes the ATF, again, with violent offenders, who's the ATF's Jonathan Earl.
What we're trying to do is identify, you know, the violent criminals, the shooters. And so we want to, you know, identify, investigate, and prosecute as fast as possible, because the quicker we get these people off the streets, that lessens crime.
And finally, U.S. Attorney Kelly Hayes, appointed by President Trump, talks about working with the local law enforcement to go after MS-13.
The MS-13 is a huge priority of my office. We have multiple current multi-defendant indictments, RICO, typically involving murders, attempted murders, drug trafficking.
So there you have it. I just give you five examples, and that's great work by Alexa Ashwell at Fox 45. The U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Marshal's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, all working with city and state local law enforcement. The only agency that gets the shiv in the back is ICE. Now, I ask you, why is that? Because they're out there trying to remove violent offenders, criminal illegal aliens. They're out there trying to take drug cartel members off the streets. Even a mention of MS-13 with Kelly Hayes and Ivan Bates in there. So why ICE? Why is ICE persona non grata? Why are they being singled out? I think you know why. But I just wanted to point out the incredible blatant hypocrisy by the left in this state. Tim Kyle, just got a text from them the other day. It's time for my spring tune-up. So I'll be contacting them to make an appointment to come out to the house and check out the ACs. It's getting close, folks. It's only about 3 weeks away or so, a little under 4 weeks, before spring will be arriving on March the 20th. And to make sure that you do it early before the hot weather arrives or the warmer weather in June, July, August, as you know, are the hottest months of the year here in the Baltimore metro area. And you want that AC to be pumping if you're going to be using it. And you turn it on, you want it to work, and you want it to work efficiently, so it's not going to cost you an exorbitant amount of money based on today's electric bills. So call Tim, schedule your maintenance repair, or schedule your maintenance appointment at 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404, or you go online, timkylecompany.com, and schedule your appointment today. To make sure you tell them I told you to call or schedule the appointment. All right, coming up next, Ed Hale Sr. is going to be with us, the Republican gubernatorial candidate. Will talk about Governor Moore's claim that he is being fiscally responsible. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomas. Secretary of State Rubio suggests the U.S. will not be taking Havana's word for it and will investigate a deadly encounter off Cuba's northern coast. Cuban authorities say a speedboat from Florida with 10 people on board tried to infiltrate the island for terrorism. 4 people fatally shot by Cuban agents. Rubio says, we're looking into it.
As it stands now, the Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, others are involved. The majority of the information we still possess is what Cuban authorities are providing both the public and the U.S. government.
Cuba identifies those on the boat as Cubans who live in the U.S. Geneva, the site of the third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. As those discussions take place, the Trump administration has slapped Iran with more sanctions.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia launched a barrage of hundreds of drones and 39 missiles at Ukraine overnight. The attack came hours before U.S. and Ukrainian envoys prepare for more talks in Geneva. Zelensky says that some big sticking points remain.
Exactly result on the land, for example, on the territories, because this question, I repeat again and again, this question, I think, to my mind, has to go to the level of leaders.
The war in Ukraine is now in its fifth year. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 71 points. So the NASDAQ futures are 2 points in the red. S&P futures 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under-allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty-free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County Fire just left the scene. They had a report a tractor trailer was on fire northbound 83 at Middletown Road. They got there, didn't find anything. Maybe the brakes were a little hot, but there was absolutely no fire there, no smoke or anything. So all the units, including a medic in it, which was there, have just left the scene. The truck itself remains on the right shoulder. There's no impact northbound. We've gone back and checked again at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're still backed up to Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895 south. That, with all the heavy traffic, still giving us a 25-minute delay southbound. You'll have all your normal delays on the Beltway. JFX, not too bad. South of Ruxton Road, I-95 here in Howard County is still slow with an accident in the median, and they're still looking at it northbound 95 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today. Our chance for showers should stay primarily to our south. So just a few showers possible here. Otherwise, temperatures in the cooler mid-40s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
36 degrees in Pikesville and 37 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An October 13th trial date has been set for the Baltimore County paramedic accused of contaminating workplace food and equipment with his body fluids. 36-year-old Christopher Carroll is charged with 23 counts that include destruction of property and knowingly and willfully causing another to ingest bodily fluids. The alleged incidents that took place last year at Baltimore County Fire Station Number 2 in Pikesville and the Baltimore County Public Safety Building. Fox 45 reports that a bill named after the teen girl who died while under the state of Maryland's care is set for a hearing in a Senate committee Thursday, and the girl's family will testify in support. Kenia Ward, 16, died by suicide while in foster care and placed in a Baltimore City hotel September of 2025. Ward's family turned to the state for help given the girl's mental health struggles. She was placed in and out of various treatment programs before she was in the hotel. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 130, the pick 4, 6406. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. 5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Three Orioles will be leaving Sarasota this weekend to begin preparing for the World Baseball Classic, with official pool play beginning on March 4th. Gunnar Henderson will wear the red, white, and blue. Tyler O'Neill will represent Canada. And today's starting pitcher, Dean Kramer, will represent Israel. Manager Craig Albernaz was asked about it.
Like Team Israel, you know, it's so great that they, you know, identified Kramer as being one of the starters, so he can also prepare, you know, in the offseason to go, so it allows us to, you know, and live BPs getting built up, you know, quicker than usual.
And it will be Kramer on the hill today for Baltimore at 105. Well, we'll go into the Ravens' decisions when it comes to the guards on the offensive line. The incumbents, Andrew Voorhees and Daniel Fa'alele, struggled last year, as we know. And now there's a new offensive line coach in Baltimore, GM Eric DaCosta's take on it.
It depends on the player. It depends on the contract. It depends on the player. It depends on the fit, right? And so one of the things we have to do, Jamison, now is kind of get a sense for Coach Ledford, the kind of players he's looking for. Is it going to look different? It's going to be a different scheme. They're going to be valuing different things.
Coach Ledford, he's talking about his Dwayne Ledford, who was with the Falcons last year and helped Bijan Robinson become one of the best backs in the league. And finally, a deadly shooting during a youth hockey game in Rhode Island last week has now claimed its third victim, a grandfather whose daughter and grandson were also killed in the attack. Gerald Dorgan died from his injuries yesterday. Police identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who also goes by the name Roberta Esposito. Police have said the shooter was specifically targeting family members. Coming up in 30 minutes, an emotional night last night in the NHL. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still yet another hour of the local and top national news stories for you here on Casey and Company. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 goes in-depth, and we'll talk about Kanaya's law getting a hearing today in Annapolis. But our top story here in the hour is Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale Sr. joins us once again on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
We're doing fine. I wanted to get your reaction here this morning to Governor Moore's op-ed in the Baltimore Sun just the other day, claiming that he has been fiscally responsible in managing the affairs of the state. What are your thoughts on that?
That's just patently untrue. All of that's untrue. Everybody knows it, and everybody's figuring that out. I was at a Blast game Saturday night. We're playing Milwaukee. I sit there, got there a little bit early. And I sit in the stands, and people are walking up to me and before them and say, "Oh, we're voting for you, Mr. Hale, we're voting for you." Now people are saying, "If you don't win, we're moving out of the state." Nobody believes this guy. Nobody.
And yet we've had repeated audits. Again, there was the budget office, the Office of Legislative Audits came out the other day with some news of more problems for state agencies. But the governor says in his op-ed that the audits aren't about wrongdoing or mismanagement. Now, you're a businessman. I'm sure you've had your businesses audited. What is the purpose of an audit? Does the governor have this wrong?
No, you go into a company or you go into a state and you do a legislative accounting audit, legal audit, and here's a big one. The audit of the 501c3s out there that get all this money, I'm talking about almost $500 million a year, and they're not held to account. If it was me, being running public companies like I have in the past, I would have been fired. I would have been kicked out.
Yeah, well, audits are to detect, or some are just making sure that things are running smoothly and the money is directed as it should be. But once a problem is found, usually the next step of the audit is reconciliation. You have to fix it. That never seems to happen at the state level. Will you tackle that head on if you're governor?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would like to appoint a state IG, Inspector General, to come in and have oversight. I have no fear of doing that. And I have somebody come in there, I don't know Isabel Cummings, for example, but she would, that type of person to come in there and watch over this, because you need to have it. Somebody's got to be held to account here sometime.
Yeah, and right now it seems like there's a battle going on between her and the mayor's office, that's for sure. But the governor, he had an opportunity to keep the inspector general on, Rick Henry, for the Department of Education, and yet he sacked him and has gone with somebody else. And it looked like Mr. Henry was doing a pretty good job at finding some of the great promotion, scandal and so on and so forth. So when the Governor Moore says he's all about transparency, do you believe him?
No, sir, I don't. I think that you need a scorecard to take just to really. I just appointed the other day Tyrone Keyes to be lieutenant governor for my campaign, and we registered last Friday. Need to get good people in there, and you need a scorecard to keep track of the people that are in the state government right now, the cabinet secretaries, the high-up assistants for him. They're leaving in droves, and I'm not sure why, but I'm sure we'll find out.
In addition to a statewide inspector general, is there anything else you would do to be more transparent than the current governor?
Well, I would go in and make sure that we do an immediate audit. Everybody tells me, don't say if. When I win, I would not have an inaugural party. I would go right down to the Key Bridge, and I'd start immediately seeing everybody and hold them to account for what has not been done at the Key Bridge, for example. That would be something I would do immediately. And I called you guys right away, 3 days after the bridge went down, and said, this is what I would like to do. And, and it has not been done. So people are going to have to look at me and answer me. And I've built so many buildings and had so many businesses, both public and private, that I think I know what I'm doing. And I don't think this guy does. As a matter of fact, Sean, I was just thinking, I had a fundraiser last night, a pretty big one. And I'm just thinking last night, I don't even know who Wes Moore is. When he was running for governor, I asked some of my friends of his main benefactors, who is he? And they said, oh, he's the baby Jesus. He's so great. He's this, he's that. He's going to be president, even before he was governor. So that's where we are right now. So we have a rudderless ship that's right now in our state. And we've got 8 months to go before the general election. I need to win the Republican primary, but 8 months where things are going to deteriorate under this man.
All right, more with Ed Hale coming up in just a second. Time for a traffic and weather on the Threes update with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
We had problems earlier this morning, 610, as a matter of fact, in the Fort McHenry Tunnel in the left tube, and that blocked that for a half an hour. Started the backup there. It is now 2 hours later, and we're still backed up to Moravia Road, 895 Moravia Road, 95 Moravia Road. 25-minute delays coming south, and it's just stalled out as you're trying to get in to both the harbor tunnels. And then all that heavy traffic eventually has to come down 95 through the city. So from 395 out to the Beltway in Arbutus, it's slow there. It's just stacked up, the normal heavy traffic compounded with all that traffic coming out of the tunnel. The Sky Ramp again today is slow as you're coming off of 95 north, trying to get up to the Convention Center and Camden Yards and up through that area. That's very slow. It's moving, but it's just crawling as you're coming off 95 northbound. JFX, nothing major. All the Beltway backups are out there really slow on the Parkville side through Greenspring, and it's solid from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, maybe a stray shower, mid-40s. It's already 40 and cloudy in Ocean City, 39 in Severn. On our newsmaker hotline, Ed Hale Sr., owner of the Baltimore Blast. He's a Republican gubernatorial candidate. Ed, you mentioned the Republican primary. We now know that Larry Hogan's out. Steve Hershey is not running. Recently in a WCBM poll, you finished number one in our unscientific poll. Are you the front runner, and who do you think is your biggest competitor?
Well, I don't know Dan Cox. I know that he ran before, and that he would appear to be number one. But there's seven people running against me, and let the fight begin. Let's do it. And I'm afraid to go out and start this, and I've already started it, as you know. And by the way, one of the things I really wanted to mention that's pretty topical. The sheriffs that were on, yesterday,
right.
All the ones around me, all those guys, getting on there and saying what I truly believe, that if you're going to release these criminals out of the jails without, cooperating with ICE, I just find that to be patently stupid.
Would you as governor then order the state police and or the Maryland Department of Transportation Police, any other state law enforcement agency to cooperate with ICE?
Yes, I would. I would have them cooperate with them as it relates to the criminals that are, in our jails that we're all paying for, by the way. In the local jails, if they're in there, they'll put them on the street and create a violent situation, hand them over to ICE and get them out.
What about the non-criminal illegal aliens?
Well, I believe that we should get out and get the criminals out first and deal with that later.
How would you specifically deal with that later?
Now, I would think that it would be good to find a way to have them get some citizenship. If there isn't a way for them to get citizenship, they should be deported.
Okay, well, that's actually a federal issue. Yeah. So I want to, because the state can't grant them citizenship. That would be a federal, Congress would have to do that, obviously. About the Key Bridge, I just got a couple minutes left here. And where do you understand that stands right now? I mean, we still aren't really doing much of anything. We're now hearing it's going to cost us $5 billion and it's going to go way beyond 2030. How do you accelerate this thing as governor? Because it's causing traffic nightmares, it's affecting businesses on both sides of the bridge. How would you accelerate that if you were governor?
I would literally appear there the next morning to meet the bureaucrats that are doing the permitting. I'd like to meet the attorney general there, our state's attorney. What have you done in terms of suing the people that are part of the litigants? Yeah, we need to get them held to account. We should have sued. I think I mentioned that on your station.
Mm-hmm.
3 days afterwards, you got to sue them. You start it now. I'm in the shipping business. I have tugboats, barges, and ships. And, we need. I used to get, it was a day without sunshine. If you didn't get sued, then we should start the process now. We should have started it 3 years ago. It's 3 years right now, Sean. So we need to have somebody that's going to get in their face and say something. The engineers working on it and the contractors. Why are we not building a bridge just like the one in Charleston, South Carolina, and one up in Boston, suspension bridge? We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Start it. And why haven't we? I'm going to be real curious to hear about it. They won't answer me now, but they will in November.
Right. Would you stop the red line? Would that be a project you would not support?
Oh, absolutely. I actually, at the fundraiser I had last night, which was Libertories, I said, I would stop the red line immediately. I couldn't really say that much about it because I was building so much in Canton, the shopping center and my tower. But I couldn't say it then. I'm saying it now. That's so ridiculous to run from Woodlawn to the Canton. It's so dumb. I can't believe it. Run down the middle of the Boston Street. You don't have enough room there now. I spent billions of dollars, made billions of dollars worth of loans on Boston Street. And all around there, and that would be such a disaster. Buy articulating buses. If you want to get from Woodlawn to Canton, get articulating buses. It's a fraction of the cost.
And finally, Ed, how do people get more information, donate, volunteer on your campaign?
Helpforgov.com. That's it. We have a large staff. I've signed up somebody. We have a meeting today, and signing up somebody this morning and today that ran Chris Christie's and Governor Hogan's campaign. It's getting real right now.
All right, we'll see. It's we're getting closer and closer. Ed Hale Sr., thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
I love your SOS. That's good.
It is. Sending out a Save Our State message. Thanks, Ed. Talk to you soon.
See you.
All right. 821, you're listening to Casey and Company. And joining us once again is the one, the only, Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. You know, the other day when we were talking, you mentioned that you wish more people would call you before things get really tight. What did you mean by that?
I mean, I think a lot of people avoid looking at a reverse mortgage when it could be their best solution. I mean, they wait and they wait. And by the time they finally call, they owe more than what's available, and I can't help them. Then they get themselves in an option where really the only thing they can do is sell the house, and that's the last thing they want to do. I mean, I tell people all the time, if your check is gone before it even arrives, that's a sign. I mean, we've all been there. We've all been in a tight situation before. But the sooner you take action, the more options you're going to have. I mean, that's true with anything, your health, your finances. I mean, I hate when I can't help someone and I'm looking at their numbers thinking, they would have just called me earlier, this would have worked. So, you know, if you're a homeowner and you're running into a negative cash flow and you kind of see the writing on the wall, give me a call before it's too late.
Yeah. What should someone be concerned about if they have a line of credit and they're using it regularly for everyday expenses or emergencies?
I mean, a home equity line is great, you know, to have it for emergencies. You know, I have one myself. But if you're using it for everyday expenses, I mean, that's a cash flow issue. I mean, the more you use it, the more you owe. I mean, it kind of ties into what I was just saying a minute ago. If that line has become more than an emergency fund and you plan on staying in the home, I mean, a reverse mortgage line of credit may be the better solution because, again, there's no required monthly payment. And once it's in place, you know, it's there when you need it. I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is a bank can turn your interest only into a fully amortized payment on a regular line of credit, and then you're going to run yourself into a higher payment and no access to the line. So, you know, what I try to tell people, if you're using your line of credit for everyday living expenses, call me and let's see if a reverse mortgage makes sense.
Yeah. And what makes you different? Why should people, someone work with you?
I mean, I'm probably going to give myself a humble brag here, but, you know, I know what I'm doing. You know? Right. If I didn't, I wouldn't still be here after 30 years. I mean, again, I see stuff from a lot of the out-of-town lenders, you know, numbers for recording that are higher than they need to be, which means more costs to the homeowner. I mean, that's just one example. I mean, at the end of the day, I know this area. So does the team you'll be working with. And, you know, we meet in person, which helps a lot, alleviate a lot of issues right away. I mean, so if you're going to make a decision about your home, work with someone who does this every day and understands the market you live in.
Sounds good. Mark, 410-788-7070 is the number. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man. Mark, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
410-788-7070. 823. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
95 South with a couple of new problems. Now the wreck here at Eastern Avenue, right at the bridge at Eastern Avenue, just before you make the exit, is on the right side. So traffic is squeezing to the center and the left to get around that. And I think what started that, there was a minor wreck up ahead at the O'Donnell Street area. There was a couple of vehicles in the median. They were looking at that and then we kind of back up. Next thing you know, there's a two or three car rear ender right here at Eastern Avenue. So if you're coming down from the city county line from a V Road, as you're getting closer towards Eastern Avenue, stay to the left. You go around the curve towards O'Donnell Street. There's another slowdown there because they were eyeballing another wreck in the median. And, of course, that then in turn will keep 895 slow, trying to work its way south into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, excuse me, cloudy today, chance of a shower or two, mid-40s the expected high overnight, low 30s, and tomorrow sunny upper 40s. And right now we're looking at a pretty nice morning. It's cloudy, 37 in Reisterstown and 38 in Ellicott City. And time, once again, birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, for our America 250 update. at 2:50, brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day in 1917, President Woodrow Wilson signed legislation establishing Mount McKinley National Park. And then nearly a century later, President Obama directed the Interior Department to begin using the mountain's indigenous name, making it Denali National Park and Preserve. And then President Trump would change it back. 1919, 37 years after the first bill to establish the Grand Canyon as the national park that was introduced, President Wilson signed the Grand Canyon National Park Act, bringing the landmark under the protection of the National Park Service. And if you've never been to the Grand Canyon, it really is just spectacular, whether you're at the South Rim or the North Rim of the canyon. 1984, the last U.S. Marines sent to Lebanon as part of a multinational peacekeeping force left Beirut. 1993, a powerful bomb exploded in the parking garage below the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, killing six people and injuring more than 1,000. 4 years later, Ramzi Ahmed Youssef and Ayad Ismail were found guilty of plotting and carrying out the attack following a three-month trial. It was the first attack on the World Trade Center. 8 years later, Osama bin Laden would be successful in knocking down the Twin Towers. And finally, 1994, 11 members of the Branch Davidian religious cult were acquitted of murder and conspiracy charges stemming from a federal raid and siege at the compound near Waco. And one more, 2012. Remember George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer? He shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. Case spawned debate over Florida's stand your ground laws and racism. It was then President Obama who said that Trayvon could have been his son. Pouring more gasoline on the fire. And that's a look at America 250 for today.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321 1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, Vinny Steele wanted me to remind you, the Homesold Guarantee Realty Company, it's very easy. Vinny's got a database of 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home as we move closer and closer to the spring selling season. Now's the time to call Vinny. He or one of his agents will come out, take a look at your home, see if it needs repairs, see if it needs to be staged, anything it might need to help move it even faster than he normally does. And once you agree on asking price, time frame, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny then buys it from you and pays you in cash. So make the one call, only call you'll ever have to make. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. 8:30, let's get a news update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A report from Baltimore's Inspector General alleges policy violations related to the use of the city's purchasing cards. Inspector General Isabel Cummings' investigation found that between July 2022 until November 2025, required waivers were not submitted for more than 300 transactions, totaling more than $167,000. The report claims more than half of the purchases were for food or catering, including $50,000 spent on refreshments during Orioles and Ravens games. According to the Baltimore Sun, the mayor's office says the report found no deliberate misuse of the cards, and those making the purchases were acting in good faith to execute their responsibilities. And WBFF reports that for Maryland's poorest parents, temporary assistance for needy families is supposed to function as a financial lifeline. Instead, a spotlight on Maryland review of state budget records shows that while hundreds of millions of dollars flow through the program each year, only about a quarter of it is distributed as direct cash assistance to low-income families. The majority is spent elsewhere, including foster care, child welfare, administrative costs, and other services that, while allowable under federal rules, do not push cash directly into parents' hands.
City police are investigating a deadly double shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4900 block of Reisterstown Road shortly before 7 p.m., where they found two victims suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Both victims were taken to a hospital where one of them died. The other victim is in critical condition. Homicide detectives have not released information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes, too. We are located at 10015 Plaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on 95 southbound around the Eastern Avenue Bridge still there. Circling the right lane just a bit, so the backup still begins back at Moravia Road. As you're leaving that ramp area, getting down to the Eastern Avenue Bridge, you need to stay to the center and the left. A little bit further south before you get into the Toll Plaza area, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, a couple of vehicles in the median, and here comes another police car south. This wreck is near the Keith Avenue ramp and looks to be minor, but off to the side. And again, some more flashing lights to look at. 895, in the meantime, is still backed up towards Pulaski Highway. 20 to 25-minute delays continuing at both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today. Our chance for showers should stay primarily to our south, so just a few showers possible here. Otherwise, temperatures in the cooler mid-40s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Tigers today in Sarasota at 105. Dean Kramer will take the hill for Baltimore in his final start before departing for the WBC over the weekend. Yesterday, Trevor Rogers was stellar with three innings of no-run baseball. Three more strikeouts in the process. Tyler Wells pitched a clean fifth and also impressed manager Craig Albanez.
He looked good on there on the mound today. That changeup was really good today, so it was good to see him kind of want to harness that.
Wills bidding for a relief spot, two strikeouts and three batters faced. Day one today of the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis. The Ravens will poke and prod just like they all do. Head coach Jesse Minter asked what he looks for in a draft prospect.
Number one, production. And I think there's a size, speed, length element, kind of a requirement. There may be guys that maybe are an inch or two shorter, but then they bring something else.
U.S. women's hockey team captain Hillary Knight sounding off on President Trump's jokes made to the men's team in a phone call from the White House.
I just thought the joke was distasteful and unfortunate.
Knight continued her comments at a live press conference in Seattle with this.
These women are amazing, and whatever is going on shouldn't never outshine or minimize their work and our success on the world stage. This was the best American women's hockey team.
The 36-year-old veteran forward is widely considered as one of the greatest players in women's hockey history. Meanwhile, on the men's side, Golden Goal scorer Jack Hughes receiving a hero's welcome pregame last night in New Jersey before his Devils took on the Sabres.
I'm so proud and I'm so happy that the men's and women's USA hockey teams brought gold medals back to the United States of America.
High school basketball, congrats to the Mount Carmel boys celebrating back-to-back MIAA conference titles. The number two Cougars upsetting top-ranked St. Francis Tuesday night, 59-57 in overtime. Birthdays today, former University of Maryland hoop star Stevie Blake, part of that 2002 national championship team, turns 46 years of age today. On this day in sports history, we take you back 91 years to the day, February 26, 1935, the New York Yankees release Babe Ruth. He signs with the Boston Braves, hitting his 714th and final home run in a Braves uniform that May, part of a three-homer day at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. In 1967, motorsports history made in Daytona as IndyCar driver Mario Andretti wins the Daytona 500, his only NASCAR win, and he's the only driver ever to win the Great American Race who was born outside the United States. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday. It means it's time to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's government investigative reporter. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. You've been a busy little beaver here in the last couple of weeks. You've been all over the place. Every time I turn on the TV, it's Mackenzie Frost in Annapolis. But today's a big day in Annapolis where there's a hearing for Kanaya's Law. What can we expect today from this hearing?
Yeah, it's going to be an emotional day. We're going to hear from the family during the bill hearing itself. And I think that this will be a really powerful moment for lawmakers to hear directly from Kanaya's mom and, you know, talk about a little bit. I got a little preview of the testimony, and I think it's hopefully going to resonate with lawmakers about, you know, pushing for change, and the family's goal is to really try and make sure that this never happens to another family in the state of Maryland.
And yet we read this week, I think it was the Office of Legislative Audits, they were crunching some numbers, and they were putting five-year-olds in hotel rooms. Now, I understand they've stopped that now, but do we know the true depth and depravity of what this agency did to these foster children?
Yeah, I mean, really, the age range spans, you know, really young in hotels, 5 years old, younger and older. The agency argues that if the child was placed in a hotel under the age of 11, it would keep siblings together. But it's not just hotels, right? I mean, we know that DHS stopped this practice, but they only stopped it after a child died, which is frustrating for some lawmakers. And we have the issue of hospital overstays. And some of these kids are being put in hospitals and left there for days and weeks because there's just nowhere else for them to go. And we know the state is facing a lawsuit over this, and yet hospitals is not part of the unlicensed setting ban that the agency implemented. And so, you know, it looks like the pediatric hospital overstays are going to continue, even though experts say that this is just not the best place for these children.
And we know this is one of many problems that caused Secretary Lopez his job. Do we expect a different approach by this agency? Are you getting any hint that they're going to basically clean things up? I mean, one of the issues they had, they weren't vetting, I think, their contractors properly. I know they severed with Fenwick Behavioral Services, but any hint in a shift or in direction or approach to how they run the shop?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is 100% background checks, and the agency says that that's happening now, and they're going to keep trying to make sure that that continues to happen. I think one of the biggest questions from lawmakers during a recent budget hearing, though, was why weren't those background checks being done in the first place? And, you know, the issue, too, is once kids are placed in a guardianship home and the case is closed, those background checks don't continue to happen if somebody new moves in. And that's kind of what we saw with that audit, showing that these kids were living at the same addresses as registered sex offenders. And the agency argues that they don't have the legal authority to do those background checks after the case is closed. Really begs the question, if that is the case, you know, seems like an easy fix with the legislature to address that. I think some lawmakers argue that they don't necessarily believe that DHS doesn't have the agency to do so. But in terms of massive overhaul and big policy shifts, I mean, the biggest one we have is the ban on the hotel stays and the unlicensed. But there isn't really a whole lot of other shifts coming from the agency right now. And they just keep telling lawmakers they're working on it, they're working on it, they're working on it.
Yeah. In your story today on the website at Fox 45, you have a quote from Delegate Griffith I wanted to just share with our listeners. And in a quote, "Too often foster children are treated like second-class citizens as if they don't matter. Where's the outrage in the community or in the administration? If I had left my child alone in a hotel room and they died of an overdose, I would be arrested. If Kanai had died in police custody, there would be protests and press conferences. She deserves more from a state that completely failed her." End of quote. Griffith, who himself was a foster child, sounds really frustrated and exasperated with the fact there's no criminal prosecution here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering what's going on with that, right? And the case was closed by BPD after it was ruled a suicide, and then the information was forwarded to the state's attorney's office, and, you know, Baltimore City State's attorney's office declined to bring charges against the chaperone who was contracted by Fenwick to supervise her. I think that somebody dropped the ball. Obviously, we have a child who committed suicide under the state's watch, and people want accountability. We have no idea if anybody lost their job. We know that Fenwick, you know, the state cut ties with them, but that's really it. And it's frustrating for a lot of people to look at this situation and say, where is the actual accountability for this? And, you know, thoughts and prayers don't bring back Kanai Award, and policy shifts after the fact don't really take everything into account.
All right, more with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45 in just a moment. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There are now three different minor accidents on 95, one at Eastern Avenue, one near O'Donnell Street, one at Keith Avenue. They're all southbound. They're all pretty much off the roadway, but they started with the backup, and then one at Eastern Avenue about 20 minutes ago had the road blockage on the right side. That's now pretty much on the right shoulder with a little bit of crowding there in the right lane. So all the backups continue. 95 is still back to Moravia Road. 895 is still sitting here between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. We continue with a 25 to 30 minute delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of a shower or two, mid-40s right now, 40 in the city, and it's 38 on the Eastern Shore in Stevensville. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight. A couple other stories I want to just share with you. One, of course, you were with the Maryland Sheriffs yesterday as they were rather irate as to Senator Lamb's latest attempt to allegedly close loopholes in the 287G ban. Do you get a sense that there's going to be a lawsuit in the near future?
That is, I mean, I think some of the sheriffs are looking around to see if they potentially have standing. I think that before a lawsuit, though, we'd have to see if this law or this proposal gets traction and goes through. I'm not sure that it will, honestly. I think that there are a lot of concerns about some of the language in the bill, and the support might not be there, so a lawsuit may not be necessary. The sheriffs have said that they're not going to file a lawsuit over the 287 ban that is now in place because the governor made it clear that there can still be some cooperation in some capacity, right?
So what does Lamb's bill do then? I mean, the governor, no formal agreements, that was what they signed. Right. So what does Lamb's bill do then?
It prevents any communication and any cooperation with ICE. So even you couldn't pick up the phone and call them to say this person is getting ready to be released. Some counties have like informal agreements. Baltimore County had that for a little bit. And this bill, Lamb's proposal, would prevent that from happening. Again, I'm really not sure if there's enough support for this to pass. So I think that everyone needs to maybe sit back and wait just a little bit to see if this moves forward.
Okay. That's a good advice because Lamb seemed to be all over the map on that one when you were interviewing him yesterday. The other issue is it seems like our Senate President Bill Ferguson and our Governor Wes Moore have a different definition of deadlines when it comes to redistricting. Where does this stand now? Is this thing dead, or is it still kind of on life support?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's as dead as without saying the word dead. You know, nothing is ever completely off the table until they adjourn, Sonny Dye. But I think that at this point, pretty much dead. I don't see anything changing the Senate president's mind or the senators. With, you know, even with Hakeem Jeffries here, high profile, nothing really seems to be bothering or swaying the Senate president. And there's line and the deadline with everything. And so even if there was the appetite to push it, it would be to see how this would actually unfold without changing primary dates and really messing with the election timeline.
All right. Very good. We're having some issues with the cell phone the reception. So, Mackenzie, thanks. We'll be tuned in tonight, 5:30, Fox 45 for In-Depth, and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Yep, I think we lost her. I think she finally fell out of the cell. She was having some issues there. But speaking of the redistricting, the Baltimore Banner polled all 47 Maryland senators on the redistricting, and they found that the bill to change the maps would fail if brought to a vote today. It needs 29 votes to pass. 10 Democrats, 12 Republicans said they outright opposed the bill. Of the remaining 24 Democrats, 5 said yes, they want the state to redistrict. 19 did not choose a clear position. Of those 19, 10 responded with no comment. Boy, their profiles encourage, aren't they? While 3 did not respond to multiple inquiries, 6 Democrats avoided a yes or no answer, instead explaining their stances. And the questions were, are you in favor of redistricting now? Would you like to see the House pass redistricting bill, receive a Senate vote? And you can go to their website. I don't have time to go through all 47. There's some both Democrats and Republicans. There were no comment, didn't want to answer yes or no. I mean, it's amazing. Some did. I will give the ones, even whether they voted yay or nay, the ones that made their positions clear, at least you know where they stand. But so many of these career politicians here in the state of Maryland we're trying to finesse it. And the reason why for Democrats, I'm not sure why Republicans would be no comment, but the reason why for Democrats is they want to make sure that they don't get the bad side of the governor or the Senate president. So they're trying to thread the needle here, and again, that's they like to hide behind the little green or red vote that goes up on the board. That's it. That's all they don't want to make it a public issue. But good job, at least, to the Baltimore Banner for flushing out the yays and nays and the people that just are in the twilight zone, which most of them are, actually. Anyway. All right, still to come here on the program, we've got unbelievable. A 15-year-old arrested for the shooting in Middle River. And the outrageous story of a Baltimore man arrested for that death of a millionaire in the Washington area at an assisted living facility is the guy they said took a shot at a state trooper here in Baltimore just the other day. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, this time our feel-good news story involves a nun in New York City shielding a toddler with her body from a falling tree during the big storm that happened just this past week. She was watching the child while he played outside near a convent on West 51st Street. Luckily, the tree missed them just by a few feet. But here's Sister Mary Casey O'Connor and Sister Elena Marie talking about the close call.
If the tree had shifted a little bit one way or the other, or if they had been standing a little bit to one side or the other, someone could have been really seriously hurt.
And we had a woman visiting with her child, and as the sisters were out there, some enjoying the snow, others shoveling, out of seemingly nowhere, a 30-foot tree that stood just right behind me uprooted and fell across the street. And as it was falling, one of the sisters who was with the young child, and she just threw her body on top of this little child just to ensure his safety.
Yeah. Well, just an incredible heroic act, and thank you for those nuns for saving the life of that child. Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Daseo's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
What did they offer when Joe Biden was the president? Price of gas doubled. Grocery prices went through the ceiling. Border was wide open. We're screaming, close the dang border. They said, oh, you can't do anything about the border. It took Donald Trump the swipe of a pen, a signature. So what are the Democrats offering? They're not offering anything. Nothing gets fixed. And I figured it out. It's because they're stealing the money. That's it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather, freeze. Final update here once again is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so 8:95 now, finally the Old Harbor Tunnel, which took all the heat today from these incidents over at 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All of that started at 6:10 this morning, and just now 8:95 is beginning to loosen up just a bit for the traffic coming south. So we're still dealing with that. 95 is still backed up right here at Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. Up ahead, there were three different minor accidents southbound. One at Eastern Avenue, one at O'Donnell Street, the one now at Keith Avenue just cleared. So it's going to take a while. We're still going to be probably 20 minutes on 895 and close to a half an hour yet. So maybe 9:30 or so, if anything, just continues as it is right now on 95, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some leftover slowing. They'll be there for a while as well. Different areas along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance for some showers, mid-40s for the high. Right now, we're already 40 in Ellicott City, 39 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are A-OK. What's coming up on the show today?
Lots to talk about. Real quick, though, did you see all the backlash Congresswoman April Delaney is receiving?
Yes.
For not attending the state. How did she miscalculate that? Does she not realize how red her district is?
Yeah.
I mean, this is craziness. Well, you know what? Great news for Republicans. Anyways, I saw the backlash and all the comments she received. Today, of course, we're going to start the show talking about Mayor Brandon Scott and spending in City Hall. Apparently, he's just using those, what do they call it, the P cards?
Procurement cards.
Yeah, and just using them like
that. He needs some snacks for his SUV.
Yeah, apparently. Of course. Yeah, $50,000 worth of snacks. This guy, oh my gosh. Of course, we're going to talk about that. Also today, we have Michelle Talkington joining us. She's running in City Hoyer's vacated, or soon-to-be vacated seat.
Right.
It's going to be open seat. And you probably saw, there's like 23 Democrats running
for that seat. It's crazy. It's a stampede.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Michelle, how do you prepare for such a general election?
Because isn't that, the one that the Harry Dunn is running in, the Democrat?
Harry Dunn's down there, too.
The Capitol Police Officer.
It's a huge, huge race. So we'll talk to her at 9:35. Then at 10 o'clock, of course, we'll be joined by Tory Snow with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun.
I want to get your reaction to something.
Sure.
The Maryland Republican Party put out a release You already know it, I'm sure.
They're
celebrating what they're calling the powerhouse team of candidates that they have followed here at filing deadlines. So there's a new energy within the Maryland Republican Party. We're deeply encouraged to see Marylanders from every corner of the state stepping up to run for office. We've recruited a powerhouse team of candidates from seasoned public servants to the dynamic new voices who are united by a single goal, restoring confidence, and blah, 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 blah. There are some really good candidates.
Yes,
I want to start with
yes.
that. But would you call this a powerhouse team?
Well, first I'd go back and say, did they recruit them?
Right. Good point.
Because I know many of these candidates. I've been to many of the events, and many of them have never spoken to anyone at the MDGOP.
We don't have an attorney general candidate.
Nope.
We in half of the state Senate seats, nearly half, uncontested.
Right.
One-third of the House seats, uncontested.
Yep.
It doesn't seem like it's a powerhouse to me. I wanted to...
No, not a powerhouse at all.
Okay.
It's barely a lighthouse.
I like that.
Thank
all right,
you.
Kim is up next, right after the 9 o'clock Chad. News. We'll be tuned in. 8:57. Shooting in Middle River. A 15-year-old has been arrested. That's right. A 15-year-old juvenile thug arrested for the shooting in Middle River. As you might imagine, residents react.
How did he get the gun?
Whose gun is it? Where'd it come from?
Was it something he purchased? Was it something the parent had laying around or whatever?
So you had a juvenile victim suffering from a gunshot wound. You have a 15-year-old boy busted and placed in with DJS, according to police. No additional information, including motive. The shooting remains under investigation, but Middle River residents are worried about the violent world that is being rained down upon them.
It was crazy that it was right around the corner. It's crazy when it's close to home like that.
I don't remember growing up in such a violent, world. It's just shocking overall.
But never fear, Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough says, hey, if you're in Middle River or anywhere in the county, don't worry, don't fret, don't panic. We got crime under control.
We'll be releasing our crime stats really soon for the end of 2025, but I can tell you across the board, crime is totally down in Baltimore County, and it's down to significant lows historically. So there is no uptick in crime in Baltimore County. However, if there's a perception, that's still of concern to us.
Yeah, well, there is a perception. For those that live in the county, there is a strong perception, and telling us the crime rates are down is not going to make that go away. And finally, the Potomac or river is bad enough with the Poop-tomac, the connector there spilling still raw sewage still into the CNO Canal. City of Cambridge is advising the public to avoid contact with a portion of the Choptank River. After a sewer overflow resulted in thousands of gallons of sanitary waste and stormwater flowing into the Choptank. The Choptank is one of the best rivers for steamed crabs all on the eastern shore. That's Choptank, and my personal favorite is the Wye River on the eastern shore. But it's going to be a very interesting shellfish season here in summer in and around the bay. Keep our fingers crossed, and we need some prayers for cleaning up that mess, that's for sure. Kim is up next. We're back tomorrow morning, bright early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.